Don't we stop subsidizing corporations with crony capitalism and corporate welfare?
He says he doesn't think the surtax on the rich would pay for the program anyway. At 8:30 this morning, we'll get our monthly update on the unemployment rate. The week-by-week look at jobless claims has not been promising. The latest one was back over 400,000. The U.S. Task Force is going to recommend that most men stop getting the most common screening for prostate cancer, the PSA test. CNN's Elizabeth Cohen says most prostate cancers are slow-growing, and the side effects seem to outweigh the benefits.
This is a very difficult decision that every man has to make with his doctor, because on the one hand, you might catch a fast-growing cancer. On the other hand, you might catch a slow-growing cancer and feel compelled to treat it and be hurt by the treatment.
The prosecution in the Conrad Murray trial in California hopes to squeeze in some testimony from the person who did Michael Jackson's autopsy before there's a 3-day break for the jury. They're expecting both sides to be finished in the next 2 weeks. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Gingerbread man, you seem pretty burned. Acapulco?
I wish. I got burned in the old oven again.
Woo!
Faulty thermostat, uneven heat. Hand me the lotion.
Okay, except you know that's frosting.
I thought it tasted pretty good.
Time for a new stove? Come to the Sears Holiday Preheat event now and save up to 20% on all Kenmore, up to 10% off Whirlpool and KitchenAid, plus an extra 10% off all appliances with your Sears card. Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 20%. Whirlpool and KitchenAid from 5 to 10%. Offer valid 10-7-2011 to 10-11-2011.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. Oh, no. We'll sell you a 5-plus quarts jug, a Valvoline conventional motor oil, and a Purelator classic oil filter. All for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Think licking a stamp isn't worth $7? Well, go have another Chablis on your private yacht, money pants. Service is our best part. Advance Auto Parts. Free rebate price, $20.99. See store for details.
We told you this week that Ford is bringing thousands of jobs it had outsourced to China, Japan, and Mexico in past years back to the United States. Turns out Ford is not alone. It's part of a small but growing movement. Wall Street Journal reports several other companies also are insourcing jobs, if you will. Otis Elevator is moving production from a factory in Mexico to one in South Carolina. Continental Tire building a new factory also in South Carolina. The paper says because of changes in currency and labor, these moves are proving cost-effective. Most economists think the U.S. likely added jobs overall last month, somewhere in a range of 55 to 65,000. Factor in population growth, that figure is only about half of what it needs to be to break even. We get word an hour ahead of Wall Street's opening bell. Ahead of that, S&P futures are down 3 points, NASDAQ futures down 7. European markets are modestly lower now, Asian markets finish the day higher. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
At Lowe's, we know you're full of bright ideas, but you can't show off your home improvements without the proper lighting. Luckily, we're here to help with some great offers. Right now, you can find a six-pack of energy-efficient soft white CFL bulbs for just $6, was $8.98. Or pick up a six-pack of 65-watt indoor floodlights for recessed lighting, also just $6, was $14.98. We're turning on the savings across the store. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 11-18-11. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. No, we'll sell you a 5-plus quarts jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Then, We'll throw in a Purolator Classic oil filter free. If wrestling a live bear would help us get you a better deal, we'd do it while wearing salmon cologne. Service is our best part. Pre-rebate price.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Never let it be said that when good men and women were challenged, that they didn't rise to the challenges that were presented. And that when met with resistance, they knew enough to come together. In solidarity and with purpose and pride, they forged their way to a new understanding of what success would require. They not only met the challenge, they redefined community. And that community was called First Ship with Tony Trupiano.
Good Friday morning, everybody. I am Tony Trupiano. A pleasure to be with you as we wrap up another excellent week of broadcasting. Taking a look back, we certainly have packed a lot in, but that doesn't mean we're done for the week. We have plenty to get to today. But before I do anything at all, I mean before I go anywhere, I want to wish a happy birthday to our friend Bruce Felk. I don't have any idea how old Bruce is today, nor does it matter, because Bruce is one of those timeless, ageless people that just gets better with age, and you will find a better activist nowhere, a better friend nowhere, and he certainly is front and center on every cause. If you need somebody, Bruce is there for you. And so a happy birthday to a friend of this program and a friend of this host, Bruce Felk. I want to wish you a happy birthday. Let's take a look at what's going to go down today. A little after 7 o'clock this morning, Priscilla Martinez will be calling us. You'll remember we talked about a packing plant, a fruit packing plant, and vegetable packing plant in Livonia that was mistreating their workers. Well, things are not getting better. So they have a plan, and you can help them accomplish their goal. We'll talk about that after 7 o'clock. Coming up at 7:30, Bernie Porn will join us. He is with Epic MRA. A recent polling on education issues. You may be surprised what the poll discovered. Do the people in the state of Michigan agree with the way the Michigan legislature is dealing with education and all of the issues that surround it? Bernie Porn will be with us to walk us through those poll results. Joe DeSano, of course, our political insider from Main Street Strategies, will be with us in the 8 o'clock hour, and we have got a lot to do today, so let's go ahead and get started.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
The first word today is selfish. Selfish. We need to be careful and perhaps mindful that we don't become too selfish in the pursuit of the goal, whatever the goal happens to be. We'll take a step back for a moment. That big picture that we often talk about. Does being selfish accomplish the goal? More times than not, the answer to that question is nada, no. And so you have to be careful as we continue to struggle for equality, as we look at accomplishing something that matters to the bigger picture, as we re-engage in democracy, as we become more aware, as we become more profoundly involved, we have to be careful that we don't let our ego get in the way, and that more importantly, we don't allow the big goal to be blinded by selfishness. Got to be careful. Let's not get selfish. And that is today's first word. Well, first of all, Mr. Radford, good morning to you. It is a glorious Friday. The weather is absolutely stunning and will be for the next 5 or 6 days. Really unusual highs. We're going to see some 80s coming up, if you can believe that. Lows in the 50s. I don't know that it gets much better than this weather-wise.
Well, where did fall go? I like this. I thought it was just my plan to have summer go into fall and then back into summer again and skip winter altogether, but I can't believe that somebody agreed.
Well, you will be penalized for saying that because you do realize you live in the state of Michigan. And what could happen easily, we could see 80 degrees next week, and we could the following week see snow because it's Michigan and it's that time of year. So be careful what you wish for, sir. You may just get it.
Yeah, I know. That's the scary part.
Well, good morning to you. Of course, Fridays are always important to us for lots of reasons, but most importantly, the staff meeting. Which we will get to just after 9 o'clock this morning. But a great, great, great evening for baseball fans. My and your Detroit Tigers took care of business last night. Maybe didn't make it easy, but they accomplished the goal, Jeff.
Yeah, tell me about it. Staying up till midnight, past midnight, just to watch that game and really, you know, on the edge of the seat for a lot of it. See, that was a nuts game. That was a game where... I mean, thank goodness I planned the two-hour nap beforehand just so I could stay up a little bit later and watch. But even still, I only got 3 hours after that because I couldn't go to sleep afterwards. I was just so amped up.
Well, that's why I didn't stay up to do that. I went to bed after the fourth inning, which was anxiety-filled enough. In fact, I watched it, and, you know, Fister had loaded the bases. He got out of it, and that's all well and good, but I was like... I did not go to bed with a good feeling. Obviously, after the fourth inning, I'm thinking, all right, this did not go well. And so I didn't go to bed with the best feeling. Got up this morning, rushed to the computer, turned it on, and the first email I had this morning was actually, because I belong to the Detroit Tigers email list, and that was the first email I had was from them, giving me good news. So before I even had to turn the internet on, my email loads first, and bang, there it was, Tigers won. 3-2 in grand fashion. What a weird game. Lots of players being used. You know, I'm going to go back to something we talked about briefly yesterday. The Yankees used the same lineup every single game. Didn't change anything but the pitcher. And, of course, last night, lots of pitchers. The Tigers, on the other hand, Jim Leland has a different lineup every day. As you suggested yesterday, the thing we would least expect to happen is what would happen. And indeed, who would think that back-to-back homers in the first inning on consecutive pitches, for God's sake, would happen? But that, you know, ended up pretty much being the difference in the ball game.
Yeah, you know what? The Yankees didn't learn from their mistakes. First pitch swinging, if you give something fat to Delmon Young, he's going to take you deep. And it happened, you know, it happened twice in this series. Sabathia learned, actually more than twice, right? Sabathia,
right.
Nova, and I can't think of what the middle pitcher was. Anyway, point is, you know, you give him something fat, and he's taking. I think it was Soriano. You give him something fat in the first pitch, and he's going deep. And you know what? Third time's a charm for the Tigers. I thought, you know, that bases loaded against Fister in the fourth. I thought that was, you know, pretty nifty of him how to get out of it. But the key, and I told you this morning, the key one is when bases were loaded for Benoit, and he decided, well, not that he decided, but he pitched very carefully around Teixeira. Because I've seen, I mean, Teixeira's had a bad series, but I've seen him come up with a key hit. He gets a single there with bases loaded, two runs score. Instead, he walks him, and they got out of the inning with only giving up the one run, making it a 3-2. And I thought that was really a key at bat.
Do you think that there was almost a deliberateness in that walk? I mean, they were pitching him close enough where he might swing at it, but not close enough that they were going to throw strikes?
Yeah, I do. I think they knew that, you know, a walk won't hurt them as much as a hit. So, you know, try and not, you know, not just walk him intentionally because that would be stupid. Try and get the hit, you know, or try and get him to mishit it or to strike him out. But don't, you know, a walk will not kill you.
And it didn't. And we win, and now we're on to Texas. We have tonight off, and we begin the series in Texas Saturday. And I have no idea what time. I don't know if you know what time, but I have no clue if it's Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening. Doesn't matter, because I'll be there. Well, not in person.
Oh, I was going to say, wow.
Yeah, no, I'm not
you
flying.
Got some hookup.
I'm not flying out to Texas. Although, if Anthony will join us for a second, he has a friend that went to the game last night, right, Ant? Did Tony go to that game?
Yeah, Tony did end up going to the game with his brother.
He didn't end up?
No, he didn't.
Oh, he did. All right. How the heck did they get tickets to that game? In New York, of all places.
I haven't talked to him yet. I don't know.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to let you know.
Well, of course, you didn't go to bed last night, did you?
No, still up.
Still up. Lucky us. So we're just going to see how sharp your senses are after pulling an all-nighter. Although you did sleep all day yesterday. No, you didn't sleep all day yesterday.
No, I took a little nap out
there. Little nap. All right. Well, you know, we got to break this cycle, but we'll keep that in the family, if you will. Absolutely. Well, anyway, Jeff, it's just great to see them move on to the next series. You want to give me a little preview? What do you think is going to happen? How we stack up against the Texas Rangers?
Man, that's a good question. I was just thinking about asking you that because I started looking at the lineup and it's like, you know, Texas has a scary lineup. It's very, you know, similar to the Yankees, and people give credit to the Yankees for having such a scary lineup. There's no A-Rod though, you know, in Texas's lineup. I mean, Michael Young, I think Michael Young's better than A-Rod. I think Josh Hamilton is MVP all the time, you know. Andrews or Gardner, or I don't know who you compare. I mean, you go up and down the lineups, there's no break in this lineup, just like there was no break with the Yankees. The only problem is I think the Texas Rangers pitching is a little better. However, you know, the Tigers are 6-3 this year against the Rangers, and they fared pretty well. So I don't know. You get to see Verlander, hopefully, if the weather cooperates. You get to see Verlander multiple times this series.
Maybe three.
Could be.
Because this is a best-of-7 series as opposed to a best-of-5. And that makes a difference.
Yep. It's already announced he's facing C.J. Wilson in the first game.
Yes, that we knew. You know, my thinking here is we need more offense. There's no question we need our bats to come alive. If they don't, and I don't think we're going to play to a 4-3 or, you know, 5-2 games. I think that we need to, if we don't produce some significant offense, the heart of our order really has to, you know, if you stop it, if you look back on it, although Martinez had a key hit last night, the middle of our order did not perform well in this five-game series, certainly not as well as they needed to. Now, they escaped it, and they did well, but we don't need role players being heroes. We need our heroes being heroes in this series if we're going to win. That's the way I see it. So we'll take a break, and we'll figure it out from there. Actually, we're going to go to cooking school when we come back, very briefly. And then we got a lot of stuff that we've got to get to today. I'm Tony Truppiano. Thanks for punching in with us this early Friday morning. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. We'll be back right after we do this.
Tony, if you guys vote Republican, I'm not supposed to. This isn't political. So I'm not supposed to say this.
Don't come to me if you do. You're on your own, Jack.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
And good Friday morning, Tony. Looks like our total traffic update still looks pretty good right now. Traffic is building, but we're not yet seeing any kind of big delays or slowdowns through some construction zones like 59 between Crooks and Updike. You want to be extra careful, of course, and with the fog out there, that might be a little bit of an issue. In fact, we're going to have that until about 9 o'clock this morning. But after that, it's going to be sunny and a high near 78. Looks for some fog tonight, a low near 54. Tomorrow, patchy fog, a high near 81. Right now it's foggy, misty, 53 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important. Right now, get 30% off any copy and print orders of $30 or more. Visit staples.com or text STAPLES to 84444. Offer ends 11/12/11. Staples, that was easy.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle.
We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. No, we'll sell you a 5-plus quarts jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Then we'll throw in a Purolator Classic oil filter free. If wrestling a live bear would help us get you a better deal, we'd do it while wearing salmon cologne. Service is our best part. Pre-rebate price, $20.99. See store for details.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
The headline reads, Senator Stabenow responds to Chinese threat over bill to crack down on currency manipulation. Thank you for your leadership on this issue.
It really is enough is enough. We know we have a complicated relationship with China. We know that we borrow for them to pay our debt, but we're also their largest consumer market. They need us too, and we've not exercised our own strength to push back.
First Shift with Tony Trion
on 1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310.
WDTW.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. It is early. It is Friday, but that's okay. We are ramping up to the weekend, which is going to be glorious weather-wise. Lots of sporting events to take advantage of. Michigan, Michigan State, the Detroit Tigers. Lions not till Monday. Monday night football this week against the Chicago Bears, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. So it should be a great weekend if you've got some yard work to do. I know that for lots of people, leaves have fallen, so it might be a good weekend to get, you know, that first round of leaves up. Really lots to do. Now, before we go any further, we got some serious stuff to get to today, but Jeff Radford, you and I talk every day after the show, and we set up the next day's show and what we'd like to do and work through whatever issues we might have and whatever. You know, we do our thing after the show every day. And yesterday, when you called me, you were in the process of making some spaghetti sauce.
I had not even started yet. I had bought the stuff, and I don't really cook a whole lot. You know, I'd make instant meals. I was telling you that yesterday. I from the most part, I got to change my mindset because I go into something like dinner or lunch and I think I'm hungry now. I have a taste for this. And if it's not ready in 5 minutes, then I give up and just move on to something else. But you had given me some advice, and I'd asked for it, and you'd give me some advice about how to do spaghetti sauce. And I had never looked at it that way before, though you told me spaghetti sauce should take at least 3 hours or right around there.
At least 3 hours, yes.
So I was like, okay, all right, I'll take some of the I'll take the advice you give me.
Now, before we go any further, did you end up eating lunch and then eat that later? Because again, if you're hungry, you're hungry. So what did you do?
Yeah, no, I didn't eat lunch, but I had snacks because you had also warned me. Well, the smells are now going to fill your apartment, and you're going to kill yourself just smelling how good it is.
There's always that.
So yeah, put the sauce together. And you were right. Within an hour or two of it, I'm like, man, I can just smell it. Because I had also, gone out and got fresh basil, put it in there, and a couple of, other things to mix in with the meat and the sauce. And so I'm sitting there just letting it, we had discussed this morning, let the heat down a little too high. Because you had told me, once it's boiling, bring it down to barely see the flame and just let it sit all, a couple hours. Well, I think I had it up too high because it evaporated all the sauciness and it turned into kind of like a paste. I mean, a very delicious paste, but it was it wasn't as it was kind of more solid than it was flowy, I guess.
All right, but it tasted good.
Oh, it was unbelievable. I put I put some other stuff into it. I have a little bit of hot sauce. I had some garlic that I put into it. Actually, the sauce was garlicky anyway, so. That smell filled the apartment. And I've got enough now for like three meals. So I should have brought some in. We could have had spaghetti for breakfast.
Well, you're right, but that's okay. Now you've got two more. If you ate one, then you've got a couple more meals left. That's the, you know, and leftover spaghetti is never bad. Ever. In fact, some would suggest it's even better leftover. I'm not going to argue with that at all. Well, good. I'm glad that it worked out. I do know my way around a kitchen, so if I can be of further assistance.
No, yeah, that's what I was thinking. You are the food whisperer or something. You're a genius.
Food whisperer.
The tips, the advice, and I'm not going to give out all your secrets because we talked, you know, you've given me more tips than just, you know, cook it for 3 hours. But yeah, it was unbelievable. So next time I need to make a different meal because I'll probably be eating spaghetti for a while now. If I work on something else, I'll have to pick your brain.
Well,
beforehand.
And we've had this discussion. You know, cooking from scratch is actually cheaper than buying the prepackaged heat and serve meals, and you know that. Not a whole lot cheaper because you were telling me what you pay for some of this stuff, and it's pretty reasonably priced. But you know, homemade food's always going to taste better. Always going to taste better. Normally. You know, again, I wasn't born with a family, so I was a single guy for a while. I always cooked enough where I always had, you know, multiple meals because, you know, when you live alone, you don't like to cook every single day. It's not fun to cook for yourself every single day. But you might find that it's a skill set that, that you will enjoy having. And, you know, one of the great things, like you cooked a great spaghetti sauce yesterday, you know, I'm going to look forward to making it again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, though as we said yesterday, yeah, I've got to plan ahead for it. I mean, it just so happened yesterday was a good day to let it sit for 3 hours. But, you know, I've got to start thinking ahead. And you had told me that you had a practice where on Sundays, you know, that was your cooking day.
Yeah, when I was single, that was in the morning I would go to the grocery store, buy groceries for the week, and I'd plan out, you know, whatever I wanted to have for meals, and obviously pick that up at the grocery store, and then I would come back and commence to cooking, you know, enough that I had enough meals for the entire week, and it worked out, and I did that for quite a long time. It worked out beautifully, and then I didn't have to worry about it during the week. You come home from work, you just throw something in the microwave, and you're done, and it was, and life was good.
Yeah, and so that's the way I was gonna. Actually, you know, it was funny because I was telling a friend. You know, hey, you know, I'm making spaghetti. I was so excited yesterday for some odd reason, you know, making spaghetti. And he's like, you know, what's your big deal? And I'm like, oh, it's unbelievable. I'm going to let it cook for 3 hours. He's like, what? Why don't you just throw it in the microwave? And I was like, blasphemy. How dare you say microwave and a quick fix for the spaghetti sauce? Like, I'm about to have some real good stuff here.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with jarred sauces have come a long way. I mean, there are just a plethora of them now. You can buy, I don't know, 50 different kinds of jarred spaghetti sauce. And if you go to a specialty, like an Italian grocery store, you know, they even have them there. There's nothing wrong with jarred sauces because they have really come a long way. I always, if I do use them, I normally make my sauce from scratch. But there's nothing wrong with using a jar sauce. But I always, you know, doctor them up a little bit. You know, there's always, you know, and to me, I like a little more pepper in my sauce. I like it to have a lot of flavor. But jarred sauces have come a long way. I just don't think that they're necessarily done when you buy it. I think you've always got to doctor a little bit, and there's nothing. And one of the benefits to simmering your sauce is, again, you concentrate those flavors. Although you made yours was a little too concentrated, but you know, for a first time out, you did excellent.
Yeah, but I did doctor it up, like you said. You know, you helped me add some stuff to it to make it even better. So.
And you did yours with ground turkey as opposed to ground beef, which again, in a spaghetti sauce or Mexican, you can't tell the difference.
Oh, it was still good. It was really good.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good for you. I'm glad that it worked out, and I'm glad that you enjoyed your meal. Did you end up overeating because it was so good, or were you a good boy?
Yes, sir. I went back for seconds, and I was like, I know I'm going to be stuffed afterwards, but you know that taste, I got to get more of it. So
yeah, but for those of you that of course have never met Jeff, he's one of those people that can eat like a horse and not gain any weight. Of course, he works out 3 hours a day every day. So
oh, come on, neither one of those is true.
You work out every day, don't you?
Yeah, not 3 hours though.
Okay, well,
an hour.
Then why don't I talk to you for 3 hours after the show?
Because I spend an hour here, and then an hour at the gym, and then I get back and get prepared.
Okay. All right, you got to stop hanging out here. That's your problem. Unless you have to.
Well, I mean, podcasting and such.
It's not easy being you.
I'm telling you.
All right. Well, listen, we've got...
But I do have good spaghetti, though.
You do have good spaghetti. Well, I'm glad that worked out. We do have a lot to get to. Of course, we're open lines in this hour, as always. If there's something on your mind, love to hear from you. 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@theTonyShow.org. That's .org. And last but not least, on Twitter, @TonyTrupiano. We'll take the quick break here. Got some Jon Stewart coming up. Richard Trumka again ringing us up on what's happening with the Occupy movement and a lot more for you, not to mention all our great guests. Thanks for punching in. We'll take the break and be right back.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. We're doing okay right now. Drivers that are heading out on 94 near 275, we're doing okay, although look for some slow spots because of that new construction set up between 275 and Hagerty. We're down to just a couple of lanes. That eastbound side will get heavier before too long. And with the fog, that's just another issue you want to be careful of. We are going to have fog this morning and then later some sun and a high near 78. Tomorrow, look for some fog in the morning, but again, sun during the day and a high near 81. Right now, it's foggy and misty and 53 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stop by McDonald's today and start collecting McCafe rewards points. Points are available on all medium and large hot McCafe and premium roast coffee cups. Collect 5 points and your sixth beverage is free. McCafe rewards, only available at McDonald's. I'm loving it.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Whatever else you think about Tea Party-infused Republican leaders in Congress, at least they're consistent in their opposition to big government intrusion in the economy, right? Absolutely. Unless you count intrusions of taxpayer funds into corporate projects back in their districts. For example, President Obama's effort to accelerate federal-backed loans to job-creating green energy projects has been a target of howling Republican ridicule. In particular, they're now assailing a 2009 loan guarantee to the failed solar panel maker, Solyndra, holding it up as proof that green energy programs are a waste, driven by raw politics. GOP Senate leader Mitch McConnell recently sputtered in rage that the White House fast-tracked a $500 million loan to a politically connected energy firm. Fair enough, the Solyndra deal does stink. However, Mitch's tirade would have had a lot more moral punch if it was not for Zapp Motors. In 2009, even as the Kentucky senator was loudly deriding Obama's original stimulus program, he was quietly urging Obama's energy secretary to give a $250 million loan guarantee to Zapp for a clean energy plant it wanted to build in McConnell State. Never mind that Zapp Motors had its own shaky financial record. It was, as McConnell now says of Solyndra, a politically connected energy firm. Connected directly to him, that is. The senator's robust enthusiasm for Zapp came after the corporation hired a lobbyist with close ties to Mitch, having been a frequent financial backer of the senator's campaigns. This is Jim Hightower saying, the moral of this Republican morality tale is it's okay to hate government spending, except when you love it. Decry government largesse loudly, but when it serves your own political needs, hug it quietly, but tightly.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's populist take on what the powers that be are up to. Find out more at HightowerLowdown.org.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is State Representative Harvey Santana.
Welfare was never intended to become a lifestyle. Are there abuses? Absolutely. But my question to the other side was, if you know where the abuses are, then why aren't we talking about that? Why are we talking about cutting people off so callously? I mean, there was never even a lead-in time. It was October 1st, that's it, you're caught off.
First Shift with Tony
on 1310 WDTW.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you.
Give them a call at 1-888-552-3595.
35 minutes after the hour, Tony Truppiano with you. We've got a lot to get to. Let's start with our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day. You just go over to Facebook, search for First Shift. You'll find our page, and you'll find this question. And it's simple, and it's actually kind of disturbing. The state Senate voted yesterday along party lines to lift the cap on creating charter schools in Michigan. Do you believe this was the right decision? The state Senate voted yesterday along party lines to lift the cap on creating charter schools in Michigan. Do you believe this was the right decision? Now, I haven't voted, and I normally don't vote in the poll. The answer for me, of course, is absolutely not. And early on, we've got a few people on that have voted already. Most people are voting no on that question. What's interesting about what happened yesterday was when they were debating this bill, the Democrats tried to amend it numerous times, including adding performance initiatives to it and lots of other things, including anti-bullying legislation. And the anti-bullying part of this almost derailed the vote. There was a lot of discussion led by my friend, State Senator Glenn Anderson, Michigan still does not have anti-bullying legislation on the books is to me unfathomable, especially after we have seen over the last few years an onslaught of, sadly, of young people committing suicide as a result of being bullied in the schools. But our state legislature doesn't feel that they need to get involved in that, although they feel like they need to put their fingers in lots of other things within the school systems that they shouldn't be touching. Protecting children doesn't seem to be part of their priority. Now, that's my own little side note on that. But the poll's out there, so feel free to go on over to Facebook, punch in First Shift, and go ahead and vote in the poll. If you'd rather send your comments via email, do that at tony@thetonyshow.org, on Twitter, at Tony Truppiano. And, of course, you can always call us, 888-552-3595. All right, we've got some audio to get to. Richard Trumka, who is president of the AFL-CIO nationally, I know we play a lot of his audio. I don't apologize for that. He is a great messenger. He is saying what needs to be said on a lot of issues. This one on the economy and on the Occupy movement. Let's go ahead and listen to what Richard Trumka had to say.
Hi, I'm Rich Trumka, president of the AFL-CIO. Occupy Wall Street has captured the imagination and passion of millions of Americans who have lost hope that our nation's policymakers are speaking for them. We support the protesters in their determination to hold Wall Street accountable and create good jobs. We're proud that today on Wall Street, bus drivers, painters, nurses, and utility workers are joining students, homeowners, the unemployed, and the underemployed to call for fundamental change. Across America, working people are turning out with their friends and their neighbors in parks, congregations, and union halls to express their frustration and their anger about our country's staggering wealth gap, the lack of work for people who want to work, and the corrupting of our politics by business and financial elites. See, the people who do the work to keep our great country running are being robbed. Not only of income, but of a voice. It's time for all of us, the 99%, to be heard. As we did when we marched on Wall Street last year, working people call on corporations, big banks, and the financial industry to do their part to create good jobs, stop foreclosures, and pay their fair share of taxes. First, Wall Street and corporate America must invest in America. Big corporations should invest some of the $2 trillion in cash that they have on hand and use it to create good jobs. And the banks themselves? Well, they should be making more credit accessible to small businesses instead of parking almost $1 trillion at the Federal Reserve. Second, we want to stop foreclosures. Banks should write down the 14 million mortgages that are underwater and stop the more than 10 million pending foreclosures, which would stop the downward spiral of our housing markets and inject more than $70 billion into our economy. Third, we need to fund education and jobs by taxing financial speculation. A tiny tax on financial transactions could raise hundreds of billions of dollars in revenue that could fund education and create jobs, rebuilding our country. And it would discourage speculation and encourage long-term investment. See, we'll open up our union halls and our community centers, as well as our arms and our hearts, to those with the courage to stand up and demand a better America.
And you've got to, I mean, plainly spoken, easy to understand, and I think it capsulizes quite well what's happening around the country. The Occupy movement is growing at a rapid pace, and that is wonderful. There was one in Ann Arbor day before yesterday. There's the one in Lansing that's going to be next weekend, the one that I'll be emceeing. There's one in Detroit on the 21st, and this will continue. This movement will continue to grow. And I think that the simplicity of it is what has been so attractive to people. It's accessible. You know, it's something that people can access. And I think ultimately that's important. We start to feel more connected to a community. And when we come together like that with the idea that we all seek the kind of change that makes a difference, that provides, a majority of people, including me, just want to be able to know that I can take care of myself and my family. That's what I want to be able to know. And beyond that, I don't get real complicated. Do you? I don't think so. You know, not that we wouldn't take more. Of course we would. But that's not what this is about. You know, it starts with the fundamental idea that we can take care of ourselves. You know, that you have a clean home to live in. And that, you know, you will take care of it with a sense of pride. That you're able to buy groceries and put food on the table for your family so that you would not know hunger. That you're able to pay your gas bill, your light bill, your water bill, and all your other bills without being stressed out about it. To have a job where there is some protection. That if you are one of those people that shows up every day with the work ethic, that ethic will be rewarded. And not excessively. At the same time, respectfully. That's what we're seeking. And yet, when you listen to Fox News and some conservative outlets and on some of the blogs, they talk as if the Occupy movement is some kind of radical left screaming banshee, we want to take away your money movement, and that's not what it's about. We want fairness. Congressman Paul Brown, a Republican from Georgia, doesn't share my vision of what the Occupy movement is. And in fact, this is what he had to say about it.
Well, if you look at what they've been telling the media, they don't know why they're there. They're just mad. And I see people angry. I see people angry in my district, too. But this this attack upon business, attack upon industry, attack upon freedom. And I think that's what this is all about. Now the unions seem to be weighing in and trying to subvert that anger into a political power to try to reelect a president whose policies are just totally ignorant and incompetent about the economy and how to create jobs and how to create freedom in this country. This president and his administration have policies that are taking our freedom away. They're killing our economy. They're killing jobs. They're running them over offshore, and we've got to change all that. And it's absolutely critical for the future of our nation, for your grandchildren's future, because if we don't, this economy is going to have a bigger crash than we had in the Great Depression.
And, of course, that's a lie. It's just a lie. I mean, that's the part that I don't understand. I don't understand how they can continue to just blatantly lie about what's happening. There is a root cause to the situation that we're in right now. You know, and sometimes I just feel like a broken record. But folks, you know, we need to be mindful that it was actually, if we want to be honest about this, you know, we go back to Ronald Reagan. But in the modern day incarnation of how do we keep a good man down, it's George Bush's policies. It is the way he overspent and irresponsibly spent our taxpayer dollars that forced us into the recession that we are still in. These are not the policies of Barack Obama. And so I find it, you know, offensive that a member of the United States Congress would lie about the president and his policies. But that's where the Occupy movement comes in, because we're finally standing up for ourselves. This isn't about Democrat and Republican. In fact, it's not really even about politics in its purest form. What it's about is wanting to feel like we are being heard, that we are actually being represented. And we do not feel that way now. We are disconnected. We feel disconnected from the process. You know, again, as we will see at 7:30 when we talk about the polling numbers on education in the state of Michigan. The legislature in Michigan, the Republican legislature, continues to change a system that the majority of us don't want changed. Why does that happen? Where is that disconnect? We need to stay occupied and engaged, and we will win, and we will win. But we need to also be mindful, going back to our first word today, this cannot be selfish work. It just can't. A quick break here. Feel free to give us a call. John Stewart on the other side. He always has a refreshing way to look at what's happening. Certainly his take on the Occupy movement is both entertaining and enlightening. 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be back.
I know stimulus is unpopular. If we had just done nothing and not spent any more money, as Representative Bachman is arguing, we would have had 16 or 17% unemployment in this country. I mean, we would have had a financial meltdown.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving, amigo, so my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good right there on one plate. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Steve Cooper with the We Party Patriots. How important do you think social media is to organize labor today?
Incredibly important. I think you're seeing galvanized movements globally, and it's taking hold, obviously, in the States as well. The thing with social media is that it has to be a necessary component, because you know that the next guy is doing it. And if he's not yet doing it, he's going to be doing it. So you want to make sure you beat him to that part.
So that hashtag #OneU, when I put that at the end of a tweet, what does that do with regard to getting my message out to more people?
Well, the hashtags, they essentially act as a kind of filing cabinet within Twitter. You can now follow a sort of stream of union consciousness, and the key to that happening is everybody knowing where to gather, essentially where to meet and talk about this. We're trying to provide that sort of unique voice to get more and more people involved.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Call Tony and be heard.
1-888-552-3595.
And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Again, John Stewart has his way of looking at everything, often quite humorous, very profound most of the time as well. He takes a look at the Tea Party versus the Occupy movement and shows some comparison. Let's listen.
The protesters do have some surprising defenders.
You know, the average American taxpayer knows that at the end of the day, they're going to be on the hook for the trillions and trillions of dollars that we're using to bail out these companies, some of whom have been irresponsible, and they are expressing their frustration, which I think is quintessentially American.
Bravo! Bravo, Sean Hannity! Breaking ranks with your conservative friends.
Oh, that's a clip from 2009 about the Tea Party? What does Sean Hannity think about these protesters' frustration?
They hate corporations. They hate capitalism. And in the end, ultimately, they want statism over free markets. So they really don't like freedom.
Oh. All right. So rage against duly elected government is patriotic, quintessentially American, whereas rage against multinational shareholder accountable corporations is anti-American. Gotcha. Okay, that's good. I don't get it. Here's a group of Americans disenchanted, railing against big government bailouts, angry because they played by the rules, worked hard, now they're in debt from student loans and they're unemployed. Real citizens with real problems, aren't they also speaking for America? These folks aren't speaking for America.
Just your basic green, anti-capitalist, anti-bank, anti-Wall Street, anti-America demonstration?
That's not Tea Party behavior. That's not America-loving behavior.
Why are the Occupy Wall Street folks unworthy of Tea Party respect and ideals?
They're not law-abiding citizens. They're camping in a park where camping isn't allowed. They're breaking the laws on the Brooklyn Bridge. That's not Tea Party behavior.
Everything you described there, I believe, is a misdemeanor. The actual Tea Party was a felony. Do you know how much trouble... I mean, do you know what the Tea Party actually was? You know how much trouble you'd get in if you broke into a ship, stole the cargo from the ship's owners, and just threw it overboard? Not to mention the EPA fines and the damage it would do to your Indian costume. The Tea Party namesake, you're named after the most celebrated act of theft and vandalism of private property in our nation's history, and you can't stomach a little park camping?
Yeah, well, it, you know, when you put it in that way, John, yeah, it makes one wonder. I think the beginning of that piece is actually quite clear in that when, you know, Sean Hannity talks about the movement happens to be, in his description, the Tea Party. There is no difference, of course, between the two. Not that I needed to point that out to you, but I thought I needed to point that out to you. All right, John Stewart goes on to point out Fox News' ridiculous perspective on all this anyway. Go ahead.
And while we all fight, the real victims, as always, continue to suffer.
I was up in Boston this weekend, and they had Occupy Boston. There were 1,000 people at Dewey Square.
You were protesting?
I was just driving by. I was trying to get to supper, and 1,000 people were between me and a steak dinner.
Steve Ducey reacting to the revolution. Let me eat steak.
Yeah, let me eat steak. All right, well, you know, again, when the Occupy, when it's the Tea Party and they're occupying, it's okay because Fox News says it's okay. When it's everybody else doing it, it's not okay because, well, Fox News says it's not okay. Yeah, nothing new there. Nothing new there. Well, I just find it so interesting. So when we take a look, and I want to encourage all of you to join up with an Occupy movement as it continues to go around the country here in Michigan. We've got plenty of opportunities, and I think those opportunities will continue to grow. It's really not difficult to find events. You can go to OccupyWallStreet.org where they are cataloging events all over the country. And I know a lot of people that were planning to go to New York are now going to be staying home. And A, it saves you a little bit of money. But B, it shows that this is a movement that has got some traction. So enjoy it. Enjoy it as I will. We'll be talking about it much more in detail, of course, on the show next week. Jeff had sent me some stuff yesterday. Of the items that he sent me, one of them, of course, doesn't surprise me but disappoints me. Steve Jobs' funeral. Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, who passed away day before yesterday, which was terrible news. His funeral will be picketed by the Westboro Baptist Church, the folks that absolutely love to hate. And I just couldn't believe it when I read this. I'm still having some issues wrapping my head around this. Westboro, known mostly as the God Hates Fags people, travel around the country protesting high-profile funerals of celebrities and fallen American soldiers. Their message is predominantly anti-gay, and they claim that soldiers' deaths are punishment from an angry God. They commonly sport signs that read, God hates you, America is doomed, and you are going to hell. Yeah, and of course, doing these protests, do what? Now, I guess kind of ironic, and take this the way you want, Westboro used their Twitter account to announce that Westboro will, quote, picket his funeral. He has a huge platform, gave God no glory, and, you know, taught sin, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, it was sent from somebody's iPhone. So a little bit of irony in that, I guess. I don't know. Jeff, I just don't understand why there has to be so much hate in this world. I really don't get it. I don't. I don't understand it. With all the problems we have, I know there's always been hate. I get that, and I guess it's never going to go away. But what we could accomplish, you know, it goes back to that sign I posted to Facebook yesterday, or day before yesterday in the mid-afternoon. You know, something along, I don't know if you saw it, something along the lines of when we learn to, you know, love each other and not, you know, I got to find it because it was pretty profound. Let me just dig down.
I think it's funny that a lot of the hate is also associated with a lot of ignorance. And I mean, not just, you know, ignorance the way you would think of it associating with hate, but also like that thing, that story. I thought it was, you know, obviously the content is bad, but I thought it was hilarious that you're going to picket Steve Jobs and Apple, and yet you're using an iPhone to get your message right out there. Hey, is that not complete ignorance?
It is complete ignorance.
How about the thing you posted the other day with Fox News, where 99% of the protesters are white, and they show a picture of a very diverse crowd.
Yeah, but, you know, again, they don't get it. The sign I was talking about reads, "When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace." Again, I just think that puts it so beautifully. When the power of love overcomes the love of power, we will know world peace. And nothing could be truer.
Yeah, do you think that's ever going to happen? I guess you have hope that it will.
Yeah, I have hope. And no, I maybe that thought will grow. And I hold on to that. I pray that that happens. But there will always be hate in the world. If we can somehow diminish it, minimize it, then that's a good thing. That's progress. Absolutely, that's progress. All right, a quick break. Diane Cross coming up with traffic and weather. CNN with headline news. Happy birthday again, Bruce Felk. Hope you're having a good morning. We'll take a break. When we come back, Priscilla Martinez will be with us. A lot to get to this morning. Don't punch out. Lots to do, and we got it all for you right here on 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Cubiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on
1310. Are driving affecting your family?
It's a little bit lighter because it's Friday morning, and we fortunately don't have any accidents working on any of our major roadways, but the fog is a bit of a problem, especially some of the outlying areas. Those who are coming in along I-96 from 23 into 275, or as you're coming in along I-94 trying to come into 23 to 275, be extra careful for some of that at times. It's pretty tough to see. In fact, we are going to see fog throughout the day. Look, though, for a high near 78. Tomorrow we may hit 81. Right now, foggy, misty at the airport and 53 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW,
Dearborn, Detroit.
Now, time for news from CNN.
CNN.
CNN Radio. I'm Andy Rose. Three women are sharing the Nobel Peace Prize this year. They're all women's rights activists in Africa. And Nobel Committee Chairman Thorbjørn Jagland says they hope it sends a message.
We cannot achieve democracy and lasting peace in the world unless women obtain the same opportunities as men to influence developments at all levels of society.
CNN's Nimil Bagger reports on one laureate, Tawakkul Karman, who's been important in the uprising in Yemen.
She was just a stay-at-home mother whose husband was taken into custody and was imprisoned by the Yemeni authorities for activities against the regime, as they said. And she took to the streets. She went out on Chain Square. And in a country where women are expected to be home by sunset, she and other women like her spent the night, night after night, in Chain Square.
The other winners are President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf and Lema Gbowee of Liberia. President Obama's demanding action on his jobs plan. In testimony to Congress, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says something has to be done.
The most important thing we can do, Congress can do, is to take strong steps to strengthen our economy at home. And we think the most effective strategy for doing that is to enact steps now that would accelerate economic growth.
Later this morning, we'll get new numbers on unemployment. Most economists expect it to be unchanged in the September report. The Occupy Wall Street protest against the financial industry and all sorts of other things is growing, expanding across the U.S. and even into other countries. But Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain is not impressed.
If you are envious of somebody that happens to be rich, that you call a fat cat, go and get rich instead of expecting them to walk outside of the office and write you a check. That's not the way America works. Work for it.
For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
We the real people got a lot out of our cars this summer, so now it's time to put a little back in.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this Friday and Saturday for Fall Car Care Month. The best time to save big on all tires, all tire brands, all tire sizes. And save up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you buy four eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. Plus, automotive batteries from $49.98. Go to SearsAuto.com for money-saving offers and coupons. That's real confidence for real drivers. Sears Auto Center.
Sale ends 10-8. Rebates end 12-3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Charles Osgood. The true measure of any insurance company comes when you need it the most. And maybe that's why, when it comes to claims, auto owners insurance is known throughout the insurance industry as the no problem people. Since the year 1916, auto owners insurance has been there when you need them. Auto owners insurance, the no problem people. To find the independent insurance agent nearest you, visit autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com.
Manufacturing wages in China are going up, and the cost of shipping is increasing. Those two trends are helping birth another trend. Although still in its beginning, we are seeing some formerly American jobs, which had been outsourced to China, being brought back, and that could accelerate. Boston Consulting Group tells the Wall Street Journal it's now only barely cost-effective for U.S. companies to employ Chinese workers in such businesses as furniture, electronics, and appliances. The balance could tip in as little as 4 years. Ahead of the latest word on U.S. employment, due an hour before this morning's Wall Street opening bell, stock futures are holding lower. S&P futures down 3, NASDAQ futures off 5, Dow futures down 25. Economists predict an increase of 55 to 65,000 jobs in that employment report, with the unemployment rate likely remaining parked at 9.1%. After Moody's Investor Service downgraded 12 British banks, markets in Europe are sliding about a half percent each. Asian markets advanced today. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Hey, gingerbread man, you seem pretty burned. Acapulco?
I wish. I got burned in the old oven again. Ooh. Faulty thermostat, uneven heat. Hand me the lotion.
Okay, except you know that's frosting.
I thought it tasted pretty good.
Time for a new stove? Come to the Sears Holiday Preheat Event now and save up to 20% on all Kenmore, up to 10% off Whirlpool and KitchenAid, plus an extra 10% off all appliances with your Sears card. Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 20%. Whirlpool and KitchenAid from 5 to 10%. Offer valid 10-7-2011 to 10-11-2011.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. Oh, no. We'll sell you a 5-plus quarts jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purelator classic oil filter. All for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Think licking a stamp isn't worth $7? Well, go have another Chablis on your private yacht, money pants. Service is our best part. Advance Auto Parts. Free rebate price, $20.99. See
They call us a mob.
To try to divide us.
They tell us prosperity should start at the top and to wait for it to trickle down.
More like piddle down.
They refuse to compromise for the good of the country.
When you're right, you don't have to compromise. Compromise is for people that are wrong.
Instead, caring more about the politics of politics.
I don't know why he believes that it's going to be any easier for Republicans than Democrats to make these tough decisions.
They think we have no choice but to sit back and take it.
Think again.
No more. This is First Shift with Tony Trubiano.
Good morning, everybody. Just after 7 o'clock on this Friday morning, and pleasure to be with you. Thanks for punching in with us this early morning. We got a great hour, the bottom of the hour. Bernie Porn from Epic MRA will be with us, walk us through a recent poll that shows what Michiganders want for education isn't necessarily what the legislature is giving us. And it goes a lot deeper than that, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. But in this first segment, I got to tell you, you'll remember I had on the show a few months back Ryan Bates with the Alliance for Immigration Rights, and we had talked about a company called Mastronardi in Livonia that was mistreating and abusing its workers in a pretty fantastic way. In fact, you know, Ryan's appearance on this show sparked quite a controversy amongst many of you, and many of you wrote me after the show, wanted to boycott the company and boycott their products, and we did placed it on Facebook, and it wasn't enough. I mean, it was great, and I appreciate what everybody did, but it wasn't enough. But that doesn't mean that the Alliance for Immigration Rights is done fighting this fight, and I'm now going to tell you why. Joining me is Priscilla Martinez. Priscilla is a community organizer for the Alliance for Immigration Rights. She is currently leading the workers' right campaign for AIR against Mastronardi. She moved to the U.S. when she was 11 years old from Mexico. She attended the University of Michigan, and Priscilla has worked in numerous grassroots campaigns, including some work with ROC Michigan. And she, of course, is here this morning to talk to us about what is going to happen this weekend at Trader Joe's. And Priscilla, welcome to First Shift.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for welcoming me here. I just want to talk a little about tomorrow's event, actually. I'm here to talk about we're taking a caravan to go to Trader Joe's because, actually, as you mentioned, Mastronardi, this big fruit packing plant, is actually sending their tomatoes and the peppers to Trader Joe's, and Trader Joe's is one of the bigger
They distribute the product.
Exactly. Thank you. And so we're going to Trader Joe's, we're going to the Royal Oak location, and we're going to the Grove Point location. From Detroit, we're taking a caravan at Clark Park at 10 a.m. Clark Park in Detroit, southwest Detroit, and we're taking a caravan with all the workers, and we're demanding, we're giving a demand letter and sharing our stories to the manager so that they can learn about, you know, the horrible injustices they have there. We also have another one in Ann Arbor. If your listeners are in Ann Arbor, also we have at 12 p.m. another event. Like the workers are also going to go there as well. So we have a lot of going on tomorrow. If anybody wants to join and really tell, you know, try to build some more sort of kind of big movement about this, because this is crazy. This is like in the local Trader Joe's, and the plant is very local. So yeah.
Now let's Priscilla Martinez. Let's remind people what kind of behavior the management has taken towards the staff at their plant. What are they doing that we find so reprehensible?
Yeah, so there's just a lot. It's just really, starting from the behavior. So, like, a lot of the workers say that they were all getting humiliation, they were all getting yelled at, they were all getting treated unfairly, in terms of, like, just the way they were treated. They weren't allowed to go to the bathroom when they needed to. They were robbed their hours. They had to pay for things such as, like, a van ride from Detroit all the way to, Livonia, Michigan.
And if I recall, Priscilla, they were charged for transportation even though they weren't guaranteed work when they got there. Is that correct?
Right. They had to wait 2 hours before punching in sometimes. So they would show up at the site and they would have to wait for 2 hours and then actually start work. So they wouldn't actually get paid for those 2 hours. They were just sitting there. So it was a lot of really thing. And then what we're finding out more and more is that not only is it treatment unfairly, but then also when they were treated, what they were forced to do. So they were forced to put product out that wasn't, you know, the best quality. So a lot of the product out, like they were told to put stickers on certain peppers to kind of hide the fact that they had, you know, the peppers had the problems. They were also forced to, they weren't allowed to go to the bathroom, and a lot of them had a lot of, you know, certain situations where you kind of have to go. And so they would be there with, it wouldn't be good for the produce to be out around certain things. So so we're finding more and more about, like, also how like, as a consumer, you run all kinds of information as well because of how these workers were treated unfairly.
Yeah, well, and it's a problem. So now give us again, if people are listening right now and they want to support what you're doing, exactly what they need to do and where they need to go.
Yeah, so we're going to be at the Trader Joe's locations in Royal Oak and Grosse Pointe.
We're taking
a caravan.
And what time are you? Or what time are you going to be there? Can people just meet you there, or do they need to be part of the caravan?
No, I mean, they can meet us there as well. We're going to take the caravan at 10 a.m. at Clark Park in Detroit. We're going to be in Royal Oak at 11:30 a.m. and we're going to be at Grosse Pointe at 1 p.m. And if they want to also join us in Ann Arbor, a separate group will be in Ann Arbor, and that's where Ryan will be actually. So, and that's going to be at 12 p.m.
All right.
In Ann Arbor.
And again, this is basically to support the workers, and hopefully Trader Joe's will take notice of what's going on there. Ultimately, Priscilla Martinez, are you looking to unionize, organize this plant, and make sure that these workers are treated fairly?
Well, right now, the most of the workers that we're working with are former workers. So we just want them, we really just want, you know, Trader Joe's to kind of help us negotiate with Mastronardi. I'm not aware of any other plans besides that. We just want them to negotiate. We want the situation to get better for the workers. And then that's really what we want Trader Joe's to do. We want Trader Joe's to, like, help us kind of realize that they need to help us and need to help Mastronardi workers. So.
Right. And we'll remind people when we had Ryan on, this past summer, some of these folks were actually fainting from the heat inside this plant. You know, they were not allowed bathroom breaks. They were not allowed water breaks. This is not humane treatment. This is not the way you treat people. They again are cheated out of hours. They're cheated out of money in their paycheck, and you just can't do. I mean, this is the year 2011, Priscilla. We can't treat people like this. And it's happening in Livonia. This isn't happening in some field out in California. It's happening in our own backyard.
Right. It was crazy. Some of the stories, the stories are coming out that I'm hearing from the workers themselves. Like, a few incidents here and there are, I started hearing stuff about, like, minors working there and not getting the exact same treatment, even though they're minors. You know, I'm starting to hear stuff about, like, more about the ammonia spill. I don't know if Ryan talked to you about it, but there was an ammonia spill. And the workers were forced to work with ammonia smell. And that kind of stuff is very powerful. So even though some people passed out, they were still, like, forced to work after that. So, I mean, just stuff like that, they weren't allowed to work. They were forced to work when they weren't able to. Some woman, she was hit with a high low riser. And it's like a forklift. And she, was hitting the leg and she was bleeding. And at the same time, no one said anything. They didn't report her. And when she tried to push me, like, hey, like, where's my report of, like, what happened of my injury? Even when she just tried to get the manager to write a report of what happened, nothing happened. Like, and they soon after let her go because she was, like, crying so much about it. So it was just stories like that where, you know, it's a really bad situation for folks.
Absolutely. So we've got multiple locations, folks, if you want to go out and mm-hmm. support the Alliance for Immigration Rights and the mm-hmm. former employers or employees. This show mm-hmm. up, and, you know, that's just about showing support. Of course, folks, if you are buying Mastronardi products, you know, check your cans. You know, maybe you want to let management in the store know that you're not going to buy those products anymore until they mm-hmm. start making sure that the company treats their employees properly, because at some point we have a say in this, do we not, Priscilla?
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
And we're also... Yeah, and if you're signed on to the email list with Alliance for Immigrant Rights, we have a 800 number and a petition that we're going to be putting out pretty soon. So I don't know if you want to send it to your listeners, Tony, but I can have that information so you can put it out.
Yeah, what's the website that we want to put out there?
The website. Well, if you go to Alliance for Immigrant Rights. You can find our petition there, and you can find our petition there. So if you just kind of Google Alliance Immigrant Rights Michigan, then the information will show up, and that will be the website.
Very good. Well, we'll take care of that, and we'll make sure we get that posted to the Facebook page. Priscilla, thank you so much for your time. We're just out of time for today, but you know, we wish you the best of luck, and we're here to support the work you're doing.
Okay. Thank you so much, Tony.
Thank you. Priscilla Martinez again. With the Alliance for Immigration Rights. But we'll talk about more about this on the other side of the break. Let's take a quick break here. Again, your calls are always welcome, and we're also open lines at the bottom of the hour, so feel free to give us a call, 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter, @TonyTruppiano. Let's take a quick break here on 1310 WDTW. First Shift continues right after we do this.
So many of those who have made so much money recently produce very little wealth for others. They essentially pocket the money.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Looks like drivers are dealing with fog. That's the big problem on all of the roadways this morning. We had a couple of earlier problems, 275 northbound near Pennsylvania, an accident there off to the left side. That should be out of there shortly. And drivers heading southbound on M10 near 696, an accident there moved off to the right side. National Weather Service says we may see fog throughout the morning, but then sun and a high near 78. Tomorrow, though, we could hit 81. Right now, still some fog and mist in 53 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. No, we'll sell you a 5-plus quarts jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebates. Then we'll throw in a Purolator Classic oil filter free. If wrestling a live bear would help us get you a better deal, we'd do it while wearing salmon cologne. Service is our best part. Pre-relay price $20.99. See store for details.
What are you doing in the next 15 minutes? You could be saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. All it takes is a quick visit to geico.com or a quick call to 1-800-947-AUTO.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very girdly moodly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook, and also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Richard Bernstein, and I'm just so happy to have you back on the program today.
Tony, the pleasure is mine, and thank you so much for doing this show. Your voice and the work that you do is so desperately needed that it really is. It's just a privilege for me to be a part of a show that's out there really spreading the voice, spreading the word the way that you are.
He's my publicist now, by the way, folks. Richard Bernstein is now my publicist. You know what?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You know, yesterday, folks, we talked about the personal property tax. And again, that's a tax that businesses pay on equipment and so on and so forth. And the Republican legislature is scheduled to sunset that to eliminate it. I get this article yesterday on one of the news wire feeds, and I'm just going to read it as presented because I'm both confused and outraged. The headline is Snyder not interested in guaranteed replacement for the PPT, which is personal property tax. And it goes on to read. Local officials have called on Governor Rick Snyder and the legislature to guarantee full replacement of personal property tax revenue if they repeal the law. But Mr. Snyder said today, which would have been yesterday, that the Michigan Municipal League at the Michigan Municipal League Conference, that he does not see such a plan as workable. Quoting him, to be blunt, Governor Snyder said, we can't do a program that would guarantee every single dollar to every single jurisdiction in a way that is in perpetuity. He said in response to a question from a local official about whether he was willing to guarantee replacement revenue. In a surprise, Snyder also sought to make clear he intends to run for re-election, like I care about that. As he spoke to the audience about need for officials to make a positive approach, Mr. Snyder said, for the next 4 years and hopefully the next 8 years. Now, Mr. Snyder told reporters that he doesn't care about replacing personal property tax. What does that mean? What does that mean? I need you to understand what that means. The personal property taxes, that revenue goes to your local municipality and to your local schools. That's where it goes, 100% of it. None of it goes to anywhere else. By eliminating that, that, of course, would what help the school or help the business. But it would hurt the schools and hurt your municipality. But we're told that if we continue to reduce and eliminate taxes on businesses, they will do what? Create jobs. Well, that's not happening. So we see that they're going to eliminate something that is critical, and they're not going to replace that tax with anything else. How does this governor... How does this legislature expect your local towns and communities to survive without a tax base, being that our property taxes are not bringing in the cash they once did. And because our home valuations are significantly lower, we're not collecting the taxes at a rate we once did. I live in Dearborn Heights. They have a Headley override coming up on November 8th, which isn't enough money to cover what they're going to be in arrears. So that one confuses the bejesus out of me, because we're about to approve something that doesn't even get out of trouble. At least I hope we're going to approve it, because there's no guarantee that'll happen. But in communities all over the state of Michigan, and certainly all over southeast Michigan within the sound of my voice, the last thing that we need to see is another assault on these communities by eliminating the personal property tax, because all it accomplishes is reducing the taxes of local businesses to the benefit of no one but the local business. Are you paying attention? Are you paying attention? This is out of control. This is out of control, and it needs to be stopped. Again, 2012 is critical, but up to the, you know, we can't just wait for 2012 for this stuff to happen. We need to start, you know, whether, you know, the Occupy movement helps, but we still need to show up at our lawmakers' offices in Lansing. We need to show up at their coffees. We need to show up at their town halls. We need to show up in massive numbers to express our displeasure with the way they are running the state of Michigan in every single area. Michiganders have no confidence in this governor. They have no confidence in this legislature. And the Democrats continue to fight for what's right, but because they don't have a large enough voice, everything they propose goes away. Now, we have been following the story of the welfare agency eliminating benefits to thousands of Michiganders and children amongst them. And we know that the court came in and said, no, not quite so fast. So we'll see what happens there. But also on the agenda is to reduce the bridge card recipients, those receiving food assistance. Well, State Representative Rashida Tlaib, who was a guest on this show not that long ago, called on Governor Snyder to take the Michigan Food Stamp Challenge and live on the amount of money that a family receiving food assistance will receive for 1 week. Representative Tlaib sent a letter to the governor encouraging him to accept the challenge while offering to take the challenge herself at the same time. Quoting Representative Tlaib as saying, "The safety net for children living in poverty is changing drastically in Michigan, and I believe that it is time for people making these decisions to experience how these families live. If the governor chooses to experience a life on food assistance for 1 week, he would create a much-needed awareness for the devastating effects of poverty and hunger," she said. "There are thousands of Detroit children living in poverty, and on October 1st, more than 17,000 of those children lost their cash assistance, as we just said, because of the enforcement of the 48-month rule for cash assistance. A U.S. District Court ruling on Tuesday halted that, but for how long, we don't know." Quoting Representative Tlaib again, "I commend U.S. District Judge Paul Borman for slowing down this change to cash assistance. This will at least give these families more time to plan for any changes that will affect them." So, Jeff, here's the challenge. Here's the challenge. Let me know if you think you could legitimately do this. Do you think you could live on $5.87 per day?
No.
Well, that's what they get. Now, they get that per person. So let's say it's a family of four. You're talking about $24 a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Just food?
Just food.
$20. You could make it work, but you're, I mean, after a couple of days, I don't know how healthy you're going to be eating.
Well, that's really the question. You know, I've pointed this out before. You know, we live in a society where a gallon of soda pop costs less than a gallon of milk, which is not a good thing.
Right. I mean, if you eat ramen noodles every day, then you could probably do it. But, I mean, is that healthy?
No, it's not healthy, of course. That's not a balanced diet. You can't, you know, you just can't. I mean, on $5.87 a day, which is under, for a family of four, would be under $24 a day. Can you feed them three meals a day? A box of cereal costs $5, dude. You know, this is not as simple as it sounds. I think the governor should take the challenge if he can get that silver spoon out of his mouth. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, Bernie Porn with Epic MRA, the poll to answer the question, where do Michiganders come down on education reform? We've got that and a whole lot more. You'll want to stay with us. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We'll be back.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes the slow going at times along M10 as you try to get from 696 down toward the Southfield and that Davison interchange. 75, busier, getting in towards 696. I-94, pockets of slow go as you come off of 696, heading toward Maross and into 75 and M10 and trying to get over toward I-96. We're dealing with fog this morning, pretty heavy fog in a number of areas, but look for some sun later on and a high near 78. Last check at Metro Airport, foggy, misty, and 53 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. As Jesse Russell reports, President Obama understands why working people are supporting the Occupy Wall Street movement.
When President Barack Obama was asked about the Occupy Wall Street movement during a press conference on Thursday, he said he wasn't surprised it was happening.
The protesters are giving voice to a more broad-based frustration about how our financial system works.
The president tied that frustration to financial institutions resisting reforms that are intended to fix problems that cause the current crisis.
What we've seen over the last year is not only did the financial sector, with the Republican Party in Congress, fight us every inch of the way, but now you've got these same folks suggesting that we should roll back all those reforms and go back to the way it was before the crisis.
Obama added that the country has lost sight of the American way of rewarding those that do the hard work.
These days, a lot of folks who are doing the right thing aren't rewarded, and a lot of folks who aren't doing the right thing are rewarded.
Adding its voice to the Occupy America movement that started with Occupy Wall Street, the AFL-CIO says it's opening union halls and community centers to all those with the courage to stand up and demand a better America. Labor's vision of a better America includes Wall Street and corporate America investing in jobs creation rather than sitting on a record $2 trillion in profits cash and stopping home foreclosures through banks writing down mortgages. That alone, the AFL-CIO says, would inject more than $70 billion into the economy. The AFL-CIO vision of America also includes funding education and jobs by taxing financial transactions, raising hundreds of billions of dollars in revenue from Wall Street that would encourage long-term investing in jobs and education. American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten says America needs to listen to the people occupying Wall Street. She says there are young people all over this country who have done everything asked of them only to find the country failing them with joblessness and economic insecurity. Weingarten says we need to get serious as a nation about really working together to create economic opportunity for all Americans to get the country back on the right track. This newscast made possible in part by Ulico, the Union Labor Life Insurance Company. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising, a one-hour radio documentary produced by Workers Independent News in conjunction with WORT. Get your copy today at laborradio.org.
You've been listening to WIND, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us,
like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after 7 o'clock. Tony Trupiano with you. As we talk on a daily basis, what's happening with education has been an all-out assault on our common sense. At least we think that it is, right? Most of us, I'm a parent as well. You know, we take a look at what the state legislature is doing, and we're saying, is this really what we want? Are they responding to us? I mean, they represent us. Are they responding to what we really want to be happening in education? Do we agree with this assault? And because it is an assault. It's an assault on teachers' unions, on individuals. If you believe what the state legislature is telling us, teachers make too much money. It's out of control. They're part of the problem, not part of the solution. Well, Epic MRA did a recent poll over and on these and other issues. And joining us now to talk about that is Bernie Porn. Bernie is the founding principal and president of Epic MRA. He draws on three decades of research and communications experience. His primary role with Epic MRA involves the writing and analysis of survey research conducted for their group, and he joins us today to talk about a recent poll that was done and released on September 28th, 2011. Bernie, it's a pleasure to have you on First Shift this morning.
Well, I'm glad to be with you, Tony. Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you, sir. Well, you know, it's interesting because education has been in the headlines now, Bernie, ad nauseum for months. I mean, I'm not talking just a couple of weeks. We've been talking education issues nonstop. The legislature seems to be quite focused on education issues. And, of course, we always ask ourselves the question, does the legislation necessarily reflect what it is we, the people, want? And I'm not sure that that's always true, especially in this case. What does and as we look at the poll that you recently did, what does this tell us if we juxtapose it against what the legislators are doing and what the people say they want in the state of Michigan?
Well, there's clearly a disconnect between Republican-controlled legislature and even Governor Snyder has proposed and is pursuing in terms of education policies and what the public believes. Democrats are overwhelmingly opposed to just about everything that has been proposed, and independents are mostly opposed as well. And what was surprising to me is that there are some significant differences between Republican men and Republican women on some of these issues. And we find that Republican women are not necessarily reading from the same sheet of music as Republican men are on many of these issues.
And what do you think the reason for that is, Bernie Porn?
Well, they are concerned about the education cuts. They are concerned about having good teachers, and there just seems to be this disconnect between Republican men and Republican women. And I think that that is probably the one area where the legislators who are currently in power and are making the decisions have, at least over the past several months, modified some of the proposals they have advanced, largely because of the concerns and opposition of Republican women. Republican women were concerned about many of the things proposed in the pension tax area, and they made modifications to those areas. They were very concerned and opposed many of the education cuts that had been proposed, and there was some modification to try and soften the blow that Republican women were concerned about. So clearly there is, I think, at there has been an attempt by them to respond to Republican women, not necessarily respond to what the Democrats and independents have to say, but certainly Republican women. And I think the reason for that is that most of the legislators are elected in districts that the decision is made in the primary. So they really don't have to pay a great deal of attention to independent voters or Democrats in terms of getting that primary nomination. That's how I think it is clear to see that the Tea Party movement really has a significant impact on the Republican majority in Lansing, and they're kind of the tail that wags the dog on many of these issues.
Again, Bernie Porn, my guest. He is with he is the founding principal and president of Epic MRA, a polling firm in Lansing. Do the people of the state of Michigan believe that teachers are doing a good job? Maybe do they believe that they're overpaid, perhaps?
No, as a matter of fact, the numbers are pretty consistent with what we have found in past polling on the issues in terms of teacher pay and what salary and wages. 45% say teachers are paid about the right amount. 32% say they're paid too little. Only 13% say they're paid too much. When you look at Republican voters, 49% say that they're paid about the right amount. 23% say they're paid too much, and 17% too little. So even Republicans are not in much of an angst, as much of an angst on this issue as some of the Republican leaders are on this issue. On the issue of benefits, that's a little bit different, but still 44% say that it's about the right amount. 28% say too much. 15% say they have benefits that are too little. And again, there is a difference in terms of the partisan outlook on this. And on that, Republicans do think by a higher percentage than the right amount that there's too much in the way of benefits. And I guess that's not surprising given the heavy onslaught of messages that have been sent out to the media over the past couple of years in terms of the messages that they have advanced to try and justify the position that they have taken.
Well, you know, that is the difficulty, because if we listen to just the legislature and the way that their message is reported, if you're not paying attention, and it sounds to me that the average Michigander is. If you're not paying attention, you would think the teachers are overpaid, that they have too many benefits, and that they're part of the problem. And the people, again, Bernie Porn, they seem to be paying attention. They're saying, no, they're not overpaid. Their benefits are okay. And maybe we should, maybe we should leave them alone. But I don't know if that's going to happen. I find these numbers absolutely fascinating, Bernie.
Well, the other thing is that also a 51% majority says that there's too little funding for schools. And to hear some of the advocates of some of these proposed changes, why you would think that they're getting too much money. And of course, some organizations say, well, let's just cut teacher pay and benefits, and that will balance the budget, and then that puts more money into the classroom. They ignore the fact that the teacher pay is really what money goes to the classroom.
Right. You know, I'm curious, how has this reflected on the legislature, or more importantly, the governor? How do the voters see the governor in light of what they've done to teachers and education?
Well, we didn't ask specifically about his job rating as it relates to education, but he is holding firm in the territory of about 60% negative job rating. Has transformed itself dramatically since he was first elected. When he first came in, he had about 60% who had a favorable opinion of him. The Vol voters were anticipating a positive view of what he had to say. He even bumped up his numbers a little bit after he gave his State of the State address. But then when he proposed his budget cuts and his proposals on taxes, especially a $1.8 billion tax cut for businesses that would be paid for with largely with education cuts as well as taxing pensions and taxing individuals in a shift away from business, his numbers just plummeted. And now he has 60%. This poll showed 59%, and he has been hovering around 60, as high as 62 or 63% negative job rating. They like him more than they feel he's doing a good job. He's fairly evenly split in terms of what people think of him, in terms of their personal opinion about him. But even that is slightly more unfavorable than favorable.
Bernie, let me ask you specifically about the Michigan Education Association. They have, of course, been very vocal in protecting their membership. But what do the people in the state of Michigan think of the MEA?
Well, of the people, of the groups and individuals that we tested in this survey, actually the MEA has the highest favorable rating next to President Obama at 41%. Governor Snyder had 40%. So the MEA is 1 point more, has a higher favorability rating by 1 point than Governor Snyder. Their unfavorable rating has actually dropped by about 6 points over the last few months. You know, voters do not have the kind of negative opinion of them that one would think, given some of the comments that have been made by legislators. The other thing that is rather remarkable is that over the past few months, when you think back on this whole issue of tax cuts for businesses, for years, and this ranges from the surveys that we have done not only for the media, but also surveys that we have done in the past for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the one organization that represents businesses in Michigan. We have seen a precipitous decline in the favorable rating for them. 44% now really are undecided in their opinion about them, and they have dropped by about 14 points from 45 to 31% in terms of their favorable rating.
Yeah, that's amazing. Bernie, we're just out of time for today, but if you don't mind, we're going to call on you from time to time.
Please do. We have another thing that will be I'll be shipping to you today on another issue related to education.
Very good. Bernie Porn, again with Epic MRA. A quick break. We'll be back on the other side of this.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
We're going to focus on the number one priority on Americans' minds right now, and that is creating jobs. If we have to drag the Republicans with us, then we'll do that.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Tribbiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the home page. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is John Austin, the president of the Michigan Board of Education.
Some on the right trying to use this moment of fiscal challenges with the need to figure out how we improve education to say, let's take advantage of that to dismantle unions and dismantle teachers' unions in particular because they view them as a political foe that needs to be countered versus potential partner in helping deliver the very education improvement and reform that we must deliver.
First Shift with Tony Triano
on 1310 WDTW.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW. W.org or call 248-585-9671. First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Jeff, I got to tell you, one of the things, I want to thank Bernie Porn for his time. One of the things that really comes out of that poll for me, and it's not something you're going to see in the numbers, but you will see, and you heard in the conversation, was that voters are paying attention and know the difference between what the legislature is saying we want and what we actually want. If I'm not clear enough on what that means, it's clear to me, based on this poll, that the voters are not embracing the policies this legislature is putting forward.
Yeah, that's the one of the big things that stood out to me as well. Is it, people have their opinions aren't being heard. I mean, that's why we picked the song of the day for what it is, because it sounds like, you know, the people want one thing and the politicians are trying to tell you what you want and it's not matching up and people aren't just going along with it.
Yep. Song of the day is You're Not Listening by The Rescues. All right. That's a good one. That's a real good one. It's disingenuous, of course, and maybe at some level the voters start to get offended, and maybe we're starting to see, maybe that poll shows us a little bit of that people are offended. They don't hold the governor in a very positive light, although they like him a little more than they like his policies. You know, those numbers combined aren't great. I mean, they're just not great numbers, which shouldn't come as a surprise, I think, to anybody that listens to this show. But it's good to know that the voters, because this is a random poll of 800 registered voters. It's not 800 Democrats or 800 Republicans. It's 800 registered voters. And, you know, you have to take that fairly seriously. And so as you take a look and you see that, you know, first of all, the vast majority of people, it was over 50 in some places, in some questions, up to almost 70% of people support teachers, don't believe they're overpaid, don't believe their benefits are out of line, believe that school funding is being ignored. They're paying attention. That is such good news. At one point, that's good news that, yeah, they're getting it. The bad news is the legislature doesn't seem to care, and they're going to continue to run roughshod over people, over the people's will. That's the problem. So how do we stop them is the question. That's by standing up, of course. That's by showing up. That's by getting engaged. That's by, you know, joining organizations, running for office if that's what you need to do to turn this and to stop this, turn this around and stop it. I think clearly that's what needs to happen.
And we'll see if it does happen. That's where we're headed. So,
well, again, the legislation yesterday and the Facebook First Shift poll question of the day. Basically, is that the state Senate along party lines yesterday, Democrats voting yes, Republicans voting no, lifted the cap on the number of charter schools we can have this in the state of Michigan. And charter schools was covered in this poll as well. We just didn't get to that when we had Bernie on. But the majority, the vast majority of people have no problems with schools of choice, but do not endorse charter schools. They don't want them. The vast majority don't want charter schools. So what does the legislature do yesterday? Vote to create more charter schools. Follow the money. 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 This is, Jeff, it's clearer that this legislature has been bought and paid for by big business. It's obvious that that's what happened. And again, I want to remind you, as the Democrats try to attach to this legislation that would increase the amount of charter schools here in the state of Michigan, they tried to attach legislation that would require some kind of measurement tool. They were told no. Anti-bullying, they were told no. Making sure that, you know, the teachers were properly certified and that you know, they didn't privatize. They were told, Democrats are told no on every single issue along party lines. And yet the people, again, the Epic MRA poll proves it. It's not my opinion. It's not your opinion. It is the will of the people. Say, we don't want what the legislature's giving us. We don't want that. And then to turn around and to vilify the MEA, the Michigan Education Association, as if they're some kind of monster. Well, you know, Jeff, the good news there again, the people in the state of Michigan aren't buying that either.
Well, it's one thing to answer a poll one way. It's another thing to show your voice when you go out and vote. And that's where you're going to make a difference. If you keep, if the legislators keep doing not what your wishes are, what your desires are, there's one way to get rid of them. I mean, throw them out.
Yeah, well, I think that's going to happen en masse. But we got a lot of legislating to do between now and next November. A lot of legislating. And so we need to be careful that we, you know, A, that we continue to get people engaged and involved. That's what we got to do. Yep, I'm going to be the broken record on that. You know, this goes back, and I'm going to say it again because I haven't said it in a while. If you're not in a union, get into one. If you are, get closer to your union. Unions drive the political machine here in the state of Michigan if you are a Democrat or a progressive. They are highly organized. They are excellent at it. They know how to win. Unions know how to win. They know politics better than you and I ever will. Plug into that. I want to suggest that if you want to be a precinct captain, just Google it. Figure out what it is. Michigan precinct captain. Run for precinct captain. It's an elected position. In many cases, one vote gets you in, and that vote would be you. We can affect change. We can affect change. We need to be involved and engaged in the process because, again, these polling numbers certainly prove, with regard to education and what the Michigan Education Association has been saying all along, they have parents on their side. And teachers, I would think that you have to take some comfort in this poll that basically proves that parents have your back. They get that it's not you. They're not unhappy with your job or the job you're doing. They do not think you're overpaid. They do not think you're over-benefited. In fact, many of them don't think you're paid enough and don't think you have enough benefits. And teachers have made great sacrifice. I've made no secret of that on this show. And again, I want to remind people, the reason that I am so hell-bent focused on and helping education, I would not be the person I am today without the educators I had in my life. I said this on the show last week, and I'll briefly repeat it. I did an interview. I was asked who my mentors were. As I was listing them off, they all happened to be educators. I had never realized that until that moment. I need to give back. This is one of my ways of giving back. I will not ever abandon teachers here in Michigan, ever. I've got your back. A quick break here for the top of the hour. Diane Cross with Traffic and Weather, CNN Headline News, Joe DeSano, Main Street Strategies, all that and more as we work our way through this Friday First Shift program. Stay with us.
10 WDTW.
Next time you need to stop the traffic watch. The 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan.
Slow going for drivers coming in 96 toward the interchange with M5 and 696 and 275. We're seeing some slow traffic through our areas that have heavy fog. We're still seeing some of that, especially some of the outlying areas. Coming down 75 into M59, we've got some slow go there. 59, that construction zone, Crooks to Updike. Look for some delays. Friday morning, though, a little bit lighter than normal traffic. We are going to see some fog this morning until roughly 9 o'clock before some of that starts to dissipate. Look for sun and a high near 78. Right now, it is foggy at the airport, 53 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Hey, it's Tony from First Shift. Weekdays from 6 to 9 right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. Now time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio. I'm Andy Rose. The Nobel Peace Prize is being given to three women in Africa, all of them people who have fought against dictators. One of them is Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who's now the president of Liberia. She tells CNN all of her citizens share in it.
For the past 8 years, we have had peace, and each and every one of them has contributed to that peace.
Another winner is Tawakkol Karman, who's been fighting for freedom in Yemen. CNN's Nimel Bogert says the contributions of women there are really turning the tables.
Amongst the Arab states, Yemen really ranks as one of the most conservative, and yet the fact that women have become the backbone of the resistance to President Ali Abdullah Saleh in the face of intimidation, in the face of, you know, humiliation on a lot of the state media.
This year's other laureate is Lema Gbowee of Liberia. The man in charge of giving government loan guarantees to energy companies is resigning, just as Republicans are looking into assistance given to Solyndra just before it declared bankruptcy.
Jonathan Silver, the man who has been heading up the loan program, which of course is the controversial part of this program because of a guaranteed loan that was given to that solar panel company that President Obama visited and then that went belly up in August. That's really what all of this stems around. Well, he has resigned.
That's CNN's Brianna Keeler. The White House says the timing is a coincidence. Police in Kansas City say the parents of a missing 10-month-old girl have stopped cooperating in the search, but the child's aunt disagrees.
We saw the press conference at 7 o'clock and want the public to know that we have never stopped cooperating with the police.
Lisa Irwin has been missing since Monday night. Jurors seem to be paying close attention to scientific evidence in the Conrad Murray trial, even though it's been long and tedious. The defense is focusing on drugs found in Michael Jackson's bloodstream after he died. This is CNN Radio.
Attention homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. That's why fall is the best time to feed. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard gives grass a deep Turf Builder feeding, creating stronger roots for a stronger lawn. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this Lawn Desk Alert. More details at scotts.com.
Notice things are different now that you're a little older? Lower energy, more fat, it all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. We can boost testosterone by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Be an Ageless Male. For your risk-free trial, 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987.
As it gets more expensive for companies to ship their products, it becomes more cost-effective to manufacture closer to where the customers are. That's good news for the U.S. Wall Street Journal reports the combination of higher shipping costs, rising wages in China, and greater flexibility in U.S. unions is prompting more companies to bring their jobs back to the States. An economist with the Boston Consulting Group says more Chinese-made appliances, electronics, and furniture soon could be made in the USA. Most economists think the U.S. likely added jobs overall last month, somewhere in a range of 55 to 65,000. Factor in population growth, that figure is only about half of what it needs to be to break even. We get word of that in the coming hour, 1 hour ahead of Wall Street's opening bell. Ahead of that, S&P futures are losing 4 points. NASDAQ futures down 8. Dow futures down 30. European markets are mostly lower today as well. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Attention homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. That's why fall is the best time to feed. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard gives grass a deep Turf Builder feeding, creating stronger roots for a stronger lawn. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this Lawn Desk Alert. More details at scotts.com.
Notice things are different now that you're a little older? Lower energy, more fat, it all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. We can boost testosterone by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Be an Ageless Male. For your risk-free trial, 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987.
Welcome back to the show.
This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
It's Friday, and you know what that means. The end of a great week of shows is wrapped up with a chat with Joe DeSano. And yes, Jeff, it's almost time for breakfast meeting. Jeez, is food all you guys think about? Now, back to Tony.
And we are in wait of Joe DeSano. He is not yet... called in, and until he does, well, you're kind of stuck with me. It could be worse. It obviously could be a whole lot, whole lot worse. But I've got plenty to get to, and so we'll wait on Joe DeSano. In the meantime, I posted to Facebook. Oh, let me remind you, we are open lines as we wait on Joe. If you want to join us, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter, @TonyTrupiano. We are now, Mr. Radford, up to 163 people following us on Twitter. I know that's not huge, but I think that's a pretty good score, do you not?
No, we'll stay, and we're going to still work on it, so.
All right, that's probably Joe. So, Anthony, answer the phone. No, he was going to anyway. Very quickly. I want to direct you people to the Facebook First Shift page from yesterday. I had posted an article entitled "The White House Blasts Fox News for Misleading Viewers on Tax Cuts." You got to read that story because it really gets to the heart of how Fox News is lying, and because they are the number one cable news outlet in America, they do reach a lot of people. But now you understand why we have to fight the fight we do. Because they are being misinformed. All right, Joe DeSano's with us. We've already done his intro. So I'm done being the warm-up back. Let's get the headliner in here. Ladies and gentlemen, without further delay, I bring to you one of the founding partners of Main Street Strategies, Joe DeSano. Joe, pleasure to have you back this morning.
Always a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
We miss you. We look forward to Friday.
As do I, and I think so does the rest of Metro Detroit, because Friday means the weekend is here.
Well, not only that, Joe, you have, although the last couple weeks have been a little disappointing, you seem to find a way to upset somebody.
Well, let's see if we can get in some trouble.
Well, I kind of took over that role for you yesterday, but maybe we'll hand it back to you today. There is a lot of stuff that we want to get covered today, but I want to start talking a little bit about the recalls that are happening on the D side of the aisle, as some of those recall languages are now starting to get approved by election commissions. And so although the Republicans have been going through this for months, now the Democrats are starting to feel a little bit of that uncomfortable pinch.
Yeah, and actually I think Democrats are in a much more precarious situation than Republicans are, because Democrats have only been successful in getting one recall on the ballot, and that is Mr. Paul Scott up in Flint, who we've talked about several times on the show. But now, as you said, we're starting to see Democrats actually end up getting language approved, and which means petitions can be circulated. Republicans' goal are to place this on the February 28th ballot, where there will be the Republican primary for president. So you can expect hordes of Republicans coming to the polls, pulling their lever for whatever candidate for president it fits their fancy, and then sticking around and getting rid of some Democrats on the who will also be on the ballot if they collect enough petition signatures to be placed on the ballot. And it's a very dangerous situation now that we have, where we could lose several Democrats. I think we've got five or six petition signatures or petitions approved to be circulated. So this is going to be a tough thing. I know that Mark Brewer and the Democratic Party have planned a very aggressive plan to go out and shadow the petition circulators and make sure that they particular districts hear the real story, not just what the Republican petition signatures are going to tell them. And so it would be a very aggressive program to deny them the opportunity to actually, gather the right a number of petitions to get placed on the ballot.
Yeah, and Joe, let's point out that unlike the Democrats that are going after Republicans, which is a grassroots effort, on the other side, the Republicans that are going after Democrats is not a grassroots effort, and there is a difference between the two. The biggest difference is cash.
Absolutely. The Republicans have opened up the checkbook. They hired Stu Sandler, who was the campaign manager for Mike Cox, and he's a very, very smart, ruthless political operative, and he's been spearheading this effort. And the point you make about grassroots versus a party organizing is very important, because what happened is when all these recall efforts across the state of Republicans popped up, they were all organic. They were all local people driven by the Snyder agenda to pull some of these petitions and try to get these folks out of office. Whereas the Republican Party has just went out and paid for this opportunity to go get this. The citizens aren't clamoring for this, unlike in the Democratic recalls. The citizens are looking forward to, getting served by those people, whereas the Republicans, this is a manufactured AstroTurf campaign to attack Democrats. So it's two wildly different things, and the motivations are much different in both cases.
Yeah, and so be careful, folks, how you proceed. Let's very quickly take a little side trip, although staying underneath the umbrella of recall. Paul Scott actually got a little judicial victory yesterday. Joe, what does this do? And what, first of all, let's talk about what happened, and what does it do for his chances if he will actually be recalled or be on the ballot on November 8th. The appeals court said basically what?
Well, the appeals court said that the preceding court was wrong, and I guess what will happen right now is I think the appeals court decision will be appealed, and I think right now things are going to proceed as is, because very honestly, ballots are already out. Absentee ballots have been sent out in Genesee County to voters, so people are voting on the recall as we speak. So this is fairly unprecedented. And I'm not an attorney, and I should disclose that I do some work for the Citizens Against Government Overreach, the committee that is trying to recall Mr. Scott. And I'm not an attorney. But I do know that the recall effort is going to continue unabated until the courts, you know, until the court system has its final say, which was not yesterday. This thing continues. So, you know, if you're listening up in Genesee County, get down to the recall headquarters. We're still doing this.
Okay. Well, you know, that's good to know. I mean, that's good to know. It was interesting to see, you know, the political makeup of the appeals court. I don't know that at least the piece I read, it was unclear whether or not that mattered. But even in that piece, it was clear to say that the recall was still on, that he will still be on the November ballot. That it's going to take, again, more judicial action for that to be reversed. And at this point, there might not even be, although there would be an expedited process to get this done in time, may even be very difficult.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This thing is far from over, and it's going to continue. And Paul Scott will no longer be a state representative on November 9th. That part I'm pretty convinced of.
Well, again, it's all very interesting, and we'll just have to wait and see how the legal part of that plays out. I was a little surprised, by the way, to get that notice yesterday. I got it through Gongwer fairly early in the day and was a little stunned that the appeals court had gone the way they went. And after reading their explanation, which made no sense to me, I didn't see the clarity in what they had to say. But, well, you know what, Joe? Sometimes I just have to wrap my head around the idea that it's just not about me.
it's tough to understand that after a while, but that's part of being a mature adult, right?
And I can do this. I can do this. I can. You know, I'm a big boy. I can handle this. Well, you know, again, as you talk to people, especially on the show, whether it's people calling into the show or the email, it's mostly through email because of course, it makes sense that. You know, people that listen to this show are either driving to work or getting ready for work. And so oftentimes I don't hear from people that listen to the show until later on in the day, sometimes later in the morning, sometimes even in the afternoon or when they get home from work later in the evening. And I get the bulk of my email well after the show's over with. And so oftentimes I think that it's fascinating to me how people react. And the reaction to this Paul Scott story has been fascinating, although the majority of the people that listen to this show are certainly not in Genesee County. You can't even hear the show in Genesee County unless you're listening online or through our smartphone application, iHeart. A lot of people in Southeast Michigan are fascinated by the whole process, and of course they enjoy the stories you tell about what a philanderer he is, and you know, that always makes for good political intrigue, Joe. So I'm glad that we're able to satisfy, you know, a little political theater for folks.
No, and it is a beautiful, wonderful political theater. There's no question about that.
Well, we have plenty more political theater to get to today, and we're going to do that. Joe DeSano, my guest. He, of course, a partner in a political consulting firm out of Lansing, Main Street Strategies. We will take a very quick break here. Feel free to join us if you'd like. We've got plenty of time for phone calls, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is 1310 WDTW. We'll be back right after we take this quick break.
It's Congress that does the spending. The president is prohibited to do that. If he had the power to do that, he would be making the spending decisions. He would be making the taxing decisions. Clearly, that's unconstitutional.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes an accident reported 94 West near US 23, also 94 West near Gratiot, getting word of a problem there. You've got the slowdowns on 696 as you come in toward DeQuinder and 75 out to Southfield, 75 South trying to come in to 696, down past 8 Mile, plenty of company there. You can tell it's Friday morning a little bit. We've got some pockets of lighter traffic, but still plenty of traffic going on 96. 6 East coming into 275. And look for our fog throughout the morning, but it is going to be sunny later today and a high near 78. Right now, still some fog at the airport and 53 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
My daughter's wedding day took some doing to get here, and that personal loan from One Main Financial. The loan specialist even let me pick my payment date.
Ready, Daddy?
Yes.
City Financial is now One Main Financial, still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial, your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
The headline reads, Senator Stabenow responds to Chinese threat over bill to crack down on currency manipulation. Thank you for your leadership on this issue.
It really is enough is enough. We know we have a complicated relationship with China. We know that we borrow for them to pay our debt. But we're also their largest consumer market. They need us too. And we've not exercised our own strength to push back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
22 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Friday morning, Joe DeSano with us with Main Street Strategies. There are a lot of Republicans that opened up a fundraiser announcement the other day and saw a curious name at the top of the invitation, that of Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle. Well, I know not everybody's as familiar with Mr. Hackle as some of us are. He is a Democrat, or so the story goes. What is he doing at the top of the invitation for a fundraiser for Governor Rick Snyder? Well, that's a question a lot of Democrats want to know, Joe DeSano.
Yeah, that was a story broken in the Macomb Daily by Chad Selesky. And as you said, a lot of Democrats want to know what's going on. I mean, consider this. He's the highest-ranking Democratic elected official in the county of Macomb. He's helping raise money for Rick Snyder, who's then going to turn around and use that money to take out Democrats. This is pretty unprecedented. I suppose from a craven political point of view, I would understand it if Rick Snyder were, you know, popular. But I think recent polling had his approval rating somewhere around 30%. So it's not like you know, the county executive can bask in the reflected sunlight of a popular governor. So that's not a reason for it. And I find the whole thing very confusing. I mean, what policies of Rick Snyder's does the county executive support? Is it the $1.8 billion business tax cut? Is it the pension tax? Is it the gutting of school funding here in Michigan? I mean, what policies here have generated this kind of support from a Democratic county executive to a really radical governor? I think folks need a better explanation than he's given so far. I think the real implication here is it's no secret that Hackel has his eyes on the governor's mansion himself at some point or another run for higher office. So it's going to be interesting to see how he tries to fix this damage, because I think the damage is significant, how he redeems himself in this situation. And I'm also very interested to see how it hampers his future political ambitions, which are very significant.
Well, he had said, and let me quote him from this article, the voters of Macomb County sent a message in the last election that they wanted Rick Snyder as their governor and Mark Hackel as their executive, and I'm going to reach out to anyone who can help Macomb County. Well, that's what he says.
There's a big difference between reaching out and having a relationship on public policy. It's another thing to have such a prominent Democrat reach across the aisle and help a Republican raise money to attack Democrats. This is I can't think of another example. I mean, he'll be sharing the dais with Candace Miller, L. Brooks Patterson, and the governor. I mean, I can't think of another. I mean, I can't see Bob Pecano doing this. I mean, he's got his own problems, but I don't think Bob Pecano would ever do something like this.
No, he wouldn't. Does this bring up another question? The question we're not asking, is Mark Hackel really a Democrat?
I think it's one of those situations where there are politicians who will go wherever the popular thing is. And when Mark Hackel's father was sheriff and was first elected sheriff, you literally had to be a Democrat to be elected, and I think that's how this whole thing started. In fact, geez, I remember about it would have been almost two decades ago when Newt Gingrich tried to recruit the senior Hackel to run against David Bonier as a Republican. So the younger Hackel has a more tenuous relationship with the Democratic Party than even his father did. But I think, you know, there's an opportunity here for him to redeem himself. I don't think this is a damning thing quite yet. His response is rather weak, that's for certain. But I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt even after this, and I think he can fix these problems. But it's going to take some work.
Well, yeah, it is going to take some work, and again, the idea that he is, and again, he's an, one county commissioner says that, you know, he's Hackel's an independent thinker, and anybody that knows him knows that, and that may again be true. It's just the odd nature of having your name printed on the invitation. You need somebody's permission to do that, Joe. You can't just arbitrarily put somebody's name on a political fundraiser. You've got to get permission for
exactly.
That.
Exactly. It was asked. It was The request was asked. It was given assent. It was printed, and this was deliberate. Okay, this was not a mistake. It was deliberate. It was calculated, and I think there's going to be a lot of questions for years to come on this. I mean, now forever, rank and file Democrats, if they weren't suspicious of Mark Hackel, are going to be suspicious of Mark Hackel. But like I said, there's opportunities to redeem himself here. There's not. This is flirting with the devil, but it's not getting married to the devil.
Yeah, I gotta ask, because you know you've been fairly vested as a consultant in Macomb County politics. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
All right. Does this open up opportunities for other Democrats? Can they take a look at what Mark Heckler has done here and said, yep, he just opened a door for me. I didn't think it would ever be opened.
At this point, I would say no, because I don't see anyone out there with the fundraising ability of Heckler. He raised and spent close to $500,000 last election cycle with no real opposition. I guess the question is, voters in Macomb County are not as partisan as they are in other parts of the state. And I guess that's one thing we should take note of this and the consequences of his actions. Voters are much more bipartisan and they shift back and forth. I'm not sure though that someone is out there who has the profile to take him on in a Democratic primary, and I'm not sure that anyone can raise the money, and I'm not sure if it's necessary that this happens yet. Like I said, I think he can redeem himself, but it's going to take an effort, and it's going to take he's going to have to recognize that he made an error here.
Okay. I guess, you know, the confusion for me is, is he better off just ignoring that and not addressing it, or does he need to address it, Joe? It happens during an election, part of the election cycle, where he's not running for anything, and maybe this goes away.
It very well could be, but he's already softened his position on this. He's come out and said, after his initial statement, he's come out and said that he will appear with the governor anytime the governor appears in the county. Where, you know, he's trying to turn this into a ribbon cutting, where it's not a ribbon cutting at an opening of a new store. This is a political event designed to raise money to defeat Democrats.
All right, let's take a quick break. We got to take a quick break here, Joe. The clock tells us what to do. Unfortunately, the clock's the boss on this show, and it's telling us we need to take a break. Joe DeSano with me. A lot to get to on the other side. Everybody, stay where they're at. Again, if you'd like to join us, 888-552-3595. We'll be back.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes that heavy and slow going through the interchange 275 with 96 and M14, 96 coming into 275, I-75 near 696. Looks like all directions seeing some slow traffic through there, and we are seeing fog in a number of areas, and we are going to have that this morning, although the sun will come out later, and a high near 78. Tomorrow we could hit 81. Right now, still foggy near the airport and 53 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Whatever else you think about Tea Party-infused Republican leaders in Congress, at least they're consistent in their opposition to big government intrusion in the economy, right? Absolutely. Unless you count intrusions of taxpayer funds into corporate projects back in their districts. For example, President Obama's effort to accelerate federal-backed loans to job-creating green energy projects has been a target of howling Republican ridicule. In particular, they're now assailing a 2009 loan guarantee to the failed solar panel maker, Solyndra, holding it up as proof that green energy programs are a waste, driven by raw politics. GOP Senate leader Mitch McConnell recently sputtered in rage that the White House fast-tracked a $500 million loan to a politically connected energy firm. Fair enough, the Solyndra deal does stink. However, Mitch's tirade would have had a lot more moral punch if it was not for Zapp Motors. In 2009, even as the Kentucky senator was loudly deriding Obama's original stimulus program, he was quietly urging Obama's energy secretary to give a $250 million loan guarantee to Zapp for a clean energy plant it wanted to build in McConnell State. Never mind that Zapp Motors had its own shaky financial record. It was, as McConnell now says of Solyndra, a politically connected energy firm. Connected directly to him, that is. The senator's robust enthusiasm for Zapp came after the corporation hired a lobbyist with close ties to Mitch, having been a frequent financial backer of the senator's campaigns. This is Jim Hightower saying, the moral of this Republican morality tale is it's okay to hate government spending, except when you love it. Decry government largesse loudly, but when it serves your own political needs, hug it quietly but tightly.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's populist take on what the powers that be are up to. Find out more at hightowerlowdown.org.
Recently on First Shift,
Steve Cooper with the We Party Patriots. How important do you think social media is to organize labor today?
Incredibly important. I think you're seeing galvanized movements globally, and it's taken hold, obviously, in the States as well. The thing with social media is that it has to be a necessary component because you know that the next guy is doing it, and if he's not yet doing it, he's going to be doing it, so you want to make sure you beat him to that punch.
So that hashtag #OneU, when I put that at the end of a tweet, what does that do with regard to getting my message out to more people?
Well, the hashtags, they essentially act as a kind of filing cabinet within Twitter. You can now follow a sort of stream of union consciousness, and the key to that happening is everybody knowing where to gather, essentially where to meet and talk about this. We're trying to provide that sort of unique voice to get more and more people involved.
First Shift with Tony Triano
on 1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Truppiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today. My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Truppiano. And First Shift, First Shift, First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
Well, welcome back. Joe DeSano again with us. He is, of course, with Main Street Strategies in Lansing. He is our political insider. And if you're just joining us, he's with us every Friday in the 8 o'clock hour. And Joe, I got to tell you, we had Bernie Porn on from Epic MRA in the last hour, and we were talking about education agenda, and he's got a great poll out that basically shows the people of the state of Michigan don't want for education what the legislatures are doing. So, all right, there's this disconnect there. Then we come up with, or I should say that the state Senate gets into quite a fight yesterday over the charter school cap bill, which they did pass along party lines. It makes you wonder, and as we were, of course, talking about this a little bit in the last hour, but it makes you wonder. The people are obviously paying attention. If the poll numbers show that they don't support what the Republicans are doing, is there any hope for us, Joe, as a strategist? Is there any hope for us, the voters, that maybe because the polling's beginning to show that we're paying attention, that they'll stop doing this kind of stuff?
Short term, the answer is no. They're going to continue with their agenda. You know, keep in mind that millions upon millions of dollars were spent by right wing organizations outside the state to make sure that the Republicans, swept the playing field last election. The Republicans are beholden to these special interests, and they're going to continue with their agenda regardless of what public opinion says. So short term, no, the best thing we can do is continue to fight the fight, do what we're doing now, remind voters who are paying attention that the Republican agenda is radical and extreme, then organize, then recruit candidates, and then go after them in November of next year. I don't think there's any strategic brilliance to that plan. I think it's more of a question of diligence and sticking to it, because the Republicans are doing incredible damage to the state. Voters are paying attention, and the path to victory is there. I don't think it's any strategic insight to know how to do it. You just got to have the will to go after them. And for right now, you know, you see a Democratic Party that is united against their agenda and are fighting a good fight. So I think Democrats can take credit for much of the low polling numbers there, because it's been our opposition that's driven much of the public opinion.
Well, yeah, and again, we can go back and have the discussion about the November of 2010 and, you know, just Democrats not voting, and of course it created all that we're in. And it's not quite that simple, but then basically capitalizes it. It just seems to me, and I, again, and listening to Bernie Porn talk about these numbers and how they were skewed so much in favor of what's happening, and understanding that their teachers do have support,
That, you know, people don't think they're overpaid. They don't think they have too many benefits. I mean, ultimately, that was, you know, and I'm not trying to force that as being a good news. I do think that is genuinely good news, Joe.
Oh, absolutely. It's good news. It shows us just how rock solid the opposition is to the Republican agenda. You know, there was some polling a few weeks ago that showed that people don't like schools in general, don't like teachers in general, but they like their school and their teacher. So when you get down to the specifics of the matter, you know, people are pretty satisfied with what's going on. I've maintained this. I've said this many times in the media. The problem with education in this state, in this country, is not the schools and the teachers. It's the parents.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that's a whole other conversation. Let's just talking about benefits. The state, our lawmakers have decided, after I don't know how many years at this point, of having the debate over what to do with their benefits. Lifetime benefits have changed over the course of time. Of course, serving in the state legislature is no longer the retirement plan it once was, which is a good thing. It shouldn't be, and it shouldn't have ever been. But finally, they've come to some kind of agreement that they are not going to allow lifetime benefits for lawmakers, with one interesting caveat: lawmakers that aren't even elected yet.
That's right. I think two-thirds of the current legislature is exempt from this bill. Now, here's my point on this subject that I think people might find controversial. This is a lost opportunity for Democrats. When the Democrats held the House last election cycle, they couldn't get this bill passed. We had, you know, two-thirds of the three parts of government, the state House, the governor, and the state Senate was held by the Republicans. If we could have moved this legislation, it would have been a significant reform that we could then turn over to the voters and say, this is a difference we made. And we didn't do that for various reasons, and shame on us. And the Republicans really have moved forward on this. And I think, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it's not a lot of money. It's more of a symbolic thing, a symbolic reform. But it's a reform nonetheless that voters do understand. And Democrats missed this opportunity. And through various, you know, various reasons and various weakness in character by leadership, we allowed the Republicans to take the baton and run across the finish line on this. And shame on us.
Well, shame on us indeed. What I found interesting about this is, you know, there were a handful of Republican lawmakers that voted for this and that said, okay, yeah, we're not going to take the lifetime health benefits, and that's fine. But, you know, it's only because it's become a political football and we're tired of politics. Let's just move on from this issue. You know, it's probably not even the right thing to do. I mean, I couldn't believe when I read these quotes.
Yeah. Yeah. Those were pretty wild quotes, and you know, a lot of that stuff is going to resonate with voters. So I think it's a political win for them, regardless of anything else. And like I said, it's a reform that voters understand, even if it isn't very consequential.
Well, it isn't very consequential, and I'm just I get a little frustrated with our major newspapers around the state as well. Something as simple as the headline of the story in the Free Press, the headline is "Bill to cut back on lawmaker benefits." Well, you know, yes and no. You know, one headline I read said, you know, finally legislature limits their own benefits. Yes, but no. You know, they had to include themselves, and that has been, I remember I had Diane Slavens on about this. I think years ago I had Buzz Thomas on about this when he was in the state Senate, to be honest with you, Joe. I really believe that I had this conversation with him.
Well, this has been a recurring theme. It's been on the agenda for years. But I gotta tip my hat to the Republicans, and even though there's a lot of dodges in this legislation, they at least got it passed. That's something Democrats couldn't do. So, you know, in order to be fair, I gotta give them credit. I mean, it is outrageous that the bulk of lawmakers are not affected by this legislation. Okay? It really only affects future lawmakers. But it's still, you know, the newspapers, don't really play it straight with the headlines, but at the end of the day, lawmakers are, in 6 years are not going to have this benefit.
Yeah, it's just kind of blowing my mind. But I don't know, Joe. I just don't understand why. Again, the people in the state of Michigan aren't. Maybe they will. Maybe next weekend when the Occupy Lansing event takes place, thousands of people will show up. I don't know.
Well, I'll be there. All right. Well, we'll go.
That's two.
I'll bring the pitchfork. You bring the tar.
All right, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. And I know somebody that can bring feathers, so we should be really good to go. Joe, yeah, absolutely, we'll be okay. As we look, because we're coming up on an election here, November 8th, and you know, depending on what municipality you live in, some of them will have lots of issues, some of them won't. It's still important. We want to encourage people to get out and vote. I do want to remind people, if you haven't yet registered to vote, you need to do it now. And I don't know when the deadline is, but it's coming up. So you need to do it very, very soon. And you really do need to get involved. Joe, after this November election, after November 8th, we're going to have a little bit of time off. Come January, which is only, by the way, we're talking about 7 weeks. You know, we're only talking 7 weeks after the election. Come January, everything changes, doesn't it?
Yeah, the political landscape will be far more energized than it is now. Everything will be tinged with politics. You'll start seeing the ads here in Michigan pop up, you know, if not before January 1st, immediately thereafter, Republican candidates for president will be on the air. You're going to see all kinds of dueling ads from probably Michelle Bachmann and Rick Perry and Romney battling back and forth, accusing each other of heresies and not adhering to the legacy of Ronald Reagan. You know, every newspaper story is going to be political. Every TV broadcast is going to be political, and the commercials in between the TV broadcasts are going to be political. So, you know, we're going to enter into a highly charged time, and, you know, if that's not your cup of tea, I would turn the television and radio off, and I'd get off the internet, because now you start to see these banner ads on sites like Facebook from political candidates. So you just are not going to be able to get away from it if you want to. Now, that being said, if you're listening to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano, this is your bread and butter, man.
Hey,
this is going to be heaven.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Absolutely. Joe, you're a slice of heaven, so thanks for your time again this week, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next Friday.
Right on, my friend. Thank you.
Aw, have a good week. All right, one more quick break here. We'll come back and wrap it up on the other side. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. Stay with us.
They want to see two girls come together and have a mud wrestling fight. And I think that this race is wide open.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is State Representative Harvey Santana.
Welfare was never intended to become a lifestyle. Are there abuses? Absolutely. But my question to the other side was, if you know where the abuses are, then why aren't we talking about that? Why are we talking about cutting people off so callously? I mean, there was never even a lead-in time. It was October 1st, that's it, you're caught off.
First Shift with Tony Trubiano on 1310 WDTW.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trubiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
You're listening to 1310WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. Feel free to give us a call before the top of the hour, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. Jeff, I have to share with you that my wife was listening on our way into work, and you know, we were talking about feeding a family on $5.80 a day, or five, it's actually $5.67. We said $6. She wrote $5.80. She says it's absolutely doable.
Really?
Yeah. And she would know because she does the grocery shopping and always has. And trust me, there were times in our, you know, in our marriage where we didn't have a lot of money for groceries, dude.
And she thinks it could be a healthy way to do it too.
She says, you talked about $5.80 per day not being enough to feed someone. It's plenty. It's $174 per month per person. At $6.96 per month for a family of four, that's a lot of money. Sure, you may not be able to buy a bunch of convenience foods, but it's plenty of money to cover meat, potatoes, a bag of rice, potatoes, eggs, milk, bread, cheese, and cereal. $2.50 a box. And, you know, if you do coupon cutting and all that kind of stuff, yeah. So she would know.
I know this much. I went and bought apples the other day, and it was like $5 for four of them or five of them or whatever it is. And I saw an article, actually, that was talking about how produce, if you want, you know, good produce, fresh produce, it's the prices are going up.
Well, again, that is, the markets vary on anything fresh, and a lot of it has to do with weather. I mean, sometimes, you know, you get good weather in different parts of the country, and the yield is higher, and then the price goes down. If the weather is not cooperating, then the price goes up. You know, we often find, especially in February and March, oftentimes you'll get a freeze in Florida, which affects the orange juice and the orange market and the produce market. So yeah, a lot of it is tied to the weather, and but she says no, definitely can do it. You know, it's going to take a little creative buying, but it can be done. So I've got to go with the boss. The boss knows.
It's surprising. I guess you know what, and maybe it's just surprising because we don't do most of it. I do my own grocery shopping, like I said, though.
Yeah,
I buy apples.
Right, but you buy differently than you would for a family, obviously.
Right.
And you don't have to buy. I mean, you could buy cheaper apples. I assure you.
You ever see that show? Was it Undercover Boss or Secret CEO or Secret?
Yeah, Undercover Boss. Yeah.
One of them came from California and actually lived in Detroit, and he did that. He rationed himself to like $5 a day or something less than that, and it was kind of funny watching him go to the store and come back with basically not much at all, and he had ended up going next door and borrowing stuff from neighbors, and it was pretty interesting to see him do that.
Well, you know, and again, if you're not used to shopping, or if you only shop for yourself, you know, you do shop differently. If you know, my wife has always been a coupon cutter, and so she, you know, she knows how to stretch a dollar. And I think as long as you know how to do that, and it's a skill. I mean, it's something you got to learn how to do, but it can be very, very difficult for some people. Anyway, hey, my buddy Kevin Moore is on the phone. Let me go right to him, the president of Teamsters Local 299. My brother Kevin Moore is on the other end of my line. Brother, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Tony. I know you're getting close to wrapping up, and I'm heading to the airport to catch a plane out of town. But I've been listening when I'm in town and Facebooking with you guys. You guys are doing yeoman's work. Fantastic job. Keep it up. We got a lot of education to do out there. I love your Get the Vote program out, and like you've always said, they got all the money, we got all the votes. We got a lot of changes to do and take the state back.
Well, there are more of us than there are of them, Kevin. And again, I must repeat something that I said earlier in the show today. If you're not in a union, get into one. If you are in a union, get closer to it. Kevin, nobody does political organizing better than union men and women, and that is just the God's honest truth. If you're a Democrat or a progressive and you're not involved in a union, you're not going to fully understand that. Just get engaged because they know how to do it right.
Well, I know you're wrapping up today, and I just wanted to tell you that you're doing one fine job out there. Keep it up. Look forward to getting on the show with you when I get back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Kevin, you know you're welcome in studio. Anytime you want to join us, have a safe trip and enjoy your weekend.
Have a great weekend.
All right. I appreciate you ringing us up. How nice was that? Absolutely. My buddy Kevin Moore, he's a great guy. You know, and as I, and I know that I've shared this with you audience many, many times. You know, Kevin's one of those guys. He belongs to a rare breed of union presidents. Roger Robinson is another one with the UFCW. Bob King, certainly. This is a new breed of union president. These are not guys that yell and scream and holler. They're on the streets. They're on the front lines. They listen to people. They reach out to their membership. They learn from what's happening, and then they take what they learn and they develop programs that produce and promote what it is that we want to see society be. I've witnessed it myself. This is just not something that I'm coming off the cuff on. This is something I've witnessed myself. I can assure you, I've been to Kevin Moore's meetings. I've been to Roger Robinson's meetings. I've been to UAW meetings. These folks get it. They get it. They understand that this is about community, about building brotherhood and sisterhood. Solidarity is an important word. It's a sacred word, and they understand that. Man, I just wish you people could, if you've never been in a union, if you've never been to a union meeting, you have no clue what you're missing. You really don't. It's nothing that you think. It really is nothing that you think. It's democracy in its purest form. It truly is. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to witness. All right, we got to get ready to wrap things up today. So I turned to my crack staff, of course, not my staff on crack, my crack staff. There's a difference. Jeff, what do you got going on this weekend? I'm assuming that you had some of last weekend off. You're going to have to compensate by that for working some of this one.
Yeah, still working on seeing if I can lessen the load a little bit, but hopefully I can get out there because I think parts of my family are going to head out to a festival, some kind of fall festival, where I'm only going because they have the cinnamon sugar apple donuts.
Gotcha.
Which, I mean, anytime food gets involved, then you got my attention. So hopefully I'll be able to take part in that. But there's no Lions football for Sunday, so I don't know. Hopefully, if the weather's outstanding, I plan on spending it outside.
It's supposed to be outstanding.
Yeah, I hope I'll be able to spend it outside then.
Okay. Well, I hope you get some time off and you get to spend some time outside. Anthony, what are you doing this weekend? Yeah, this is your father asking, not your boss.
I actually got a football game with Schwab this weekend.
Schwabie?
Yep.
So you guys are going to play a little flag football or whatever it is? You guys tackle, don't you?
Yeah, we tackle.
Sweet Jesus. You guys are too big for that. You're big boys. You don't wear pads. Aren't you going to get hurt, son?
Yeah, probably. You'll hear about it all weekend, too.
Okay, and what about that car? You take care of that car this weekend?
I'll think about it.
You know, you will do more than think about it, son. Again, I told you this was your dad, not your boss this time. So you'll do more than think about it. All right, folks. We gotta end things there for today. I first of all want to thank everybody. It was an extraordinary week. We've got some great stuff coming up next week. The new president of the AFL-CIO, Carla Swift, will be with us on Monday. Looking forward to that, along with Mark Brewer. We've got some great stuff we're going to get to next week. Always wanting your suggestions, so if you have a suggestion, feel free to email me, tony@thetonyshow.org. And for Anthony and for Jeff, I want to thank all of you for what you do, and I have a great weekend. All right? Just have a great weekend. As always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes the fact that it's Friday morning. We've had a little bit of lighter than normal traffic, but we've had to deal with fog all morning. We've seen some slow traffic coming in 96 M5 into the 275 and 696 interchange. M10's been pretty busy coming off of 696 heading past Southfield trying to get toward the Davison and vice versa. 75 slow both directions near 696. Look for that fog to end this morning. The sun to come out and the high near 78. At Metro Airport, though, still some fog and 53 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 13. 13-